What's poppin', everybody? Hey, it's Thursday, and we got Mark and Trudy, Joe, Jay, me on the Drew and Mike podcast here in the DealsInTheD.com studios. And we have much to discuss. We had allegedly a Fouts supporter to call.
Oh.
I'm excited about that, but we're already late.
Uh-oh.
But do you think Gladys is going anywhere?
No, not with that
Gladys.
Name.
I don't think so either.
Gladys.
We'll see. And then a little bit of discussion about the first performer in the new arena downtown before the Wings and the Pistons play. This is a good call, I think, having a concert opening up. That's cool.
Yeah, very much so.
Work out all the kinks, right?
Kid Rock, which, I don't know, I thought it was a good choice. I hear some people aren't happy about it, which surprises me. But anyway, we'll tell you all about that, and there's always much, much more. So stand by. First, though, DealsInTheD.com, providing our studio sponsorship. And on that, I'll just mention, if you're looking for the best deal on a new ride, check out our friends at Zot, Chrysler, Jeep, Dodge, Ram, and DealsInTheD.com. DealsInTheD.com is where you'll find thousands of vehicles listed with the very best prices in the D. And during their auto show event, lease a new Ram 1500 Crew Cab 4x4 for just $169 a month. Yep, $169 a month and over 200 Ram available. If you're not looking for a lease, they got that covered too. Right now, you can save up to $12,000 off a new Jeep Cherokee Trailhawk. So when you are ready for your new ride, check out our friends at DealsInTheD.com. Get there! And I was going to give Gold Star their due as well. They're going to help us, by the way, if the guy who got the big Charlie Sheen tip, did you hear that?
Yeah.
Gets this huge tip. He said it would have covered his rent. And his company is
taking it?
Well, he's going to find out soon. He should have had it by now, I guess, but he's hoping it's in his paycheck. They're claiming they need to verify it with Mr. Sheen. It sounds a little odd to me.
Yeah.
And he thought it was a little odd, too. So anyway, Gold Star has jumped in and said they've got a few things they would like to discuss regarding this matter.
Excellent.
Not so sure this is normal or reasonable.
How do you withhold a tip?
Well, it's on the credit card, so they have to pay him. But it's there. I mean, it's like Sheen, like his credit card isn't going to cover it.
Yeah.
Yeah, but it clears. That's
not
on the credit.
Sorry if I offended you. I didn't know you were so sensitive. Sorry if I offended you.
Isn't that on the credit card company?
Don't you think if Sheen found out, he'd be pissed?
I would think so, yeah.
You should call and tell him.
I was thinking about doing that.
Leave it on his machine.
You know what? The guy said, you know, I'm hoping it's in my check. I think it's tomorrow. If it's not in his, he's hoping this thing is real easy. He doesn't want to go the complicated route. But if he has to, I mean, if he can't stop us from helping him, can he? Can't stop us from calling Charlie. He can't stop Gold Star from offering advice. So anyway, Gold Star, they're the employment law people. They're the best. They get more cases than all the other law firms combined. If you're working more than 40 hours a week and not getting overtime, aren't there a gazillion of people doing this?
Yeah.
I mean, couldn't have like half the world sue. Lots of you are. It may be breaking the law even if you're a salary employee. Have you lost a promotion or missed out on a raise because of your age, race, or gender? Or have you been seriously injured on the job? If you're being paid unfairly, discriminated against at work, or been injured on the job, you've got to call Gold Star Law. The call is free. The meeting with the attorney is free. You don't pay a thing until they win for you. It's completely confidential. They don't contact your employer, so there's no awkwardness until they have to pay you, probably. That might be a little awkward, but who cares? Gold Star filed more employment law cases in Michigan than all other firms combined. It's what they do, and the other attorneys and judges know what they say is true, which is why they recommend them. That's why they win. Call Gold Star Law. Get the money you deserve. Call 248-851-GOLD, 248-851-G-O-L-D, or click goldstarlaw.com. Okay. Kid Rock, does anybody have a problem with this?
Well, the one problem I had was the way they announced it was incredibly misleading. So during Good Morning America, you know, when they do the local 10 minutes,
yeah,
they had Nima Shafe down there and Little Caesars Arena.
Nima.
He's a good dude, right?
Finding Nima. I wanted to do a feature like that.
So they had a tweet that they put out, and it said a new franchise coming. It had the Pistons logo on it and the Wings logo on it.
Like, franchise.
So even Nima's down there. It's like, oh, there's going to be a new announcement of a franchise. A lot of people thought maybe the MLS team that Gorris is working on.
I wouldn't think they'd be playing there, though.
Nah.
Would you?
No, but maybe you make the announcement in conjunction with it. I don't know. Maybe they thought it was an indoor foot. It's just the way it was said. So people felt a little duped.
I think someone really high up came up with that cute idea. Somebody who nobody could say no to.
Yeah.
Nobody had the guts to say, that's really stupid.
Yeah.
So that's stupid.
So, of course, you know, they got pounded on Twitter because of the announcement.
Pounded on Twitter. Hasn't everyone been pounded on Twitter by now?
Yeah.
At least once. God, Twitter's an ugly place.
Yeah.
And then, do you spend much time on Twitter, Trudy?
I try to keep up with, you know.
Do you try to avoid the controversial tweets because you're afraid of being pounded on?
I can't be controversial. So.
Anyone can be controversial.
Let me rephrase that. You're not allowed to be controversial.
I'm not licensed to be controversial. Yeah. So I usually just, you know, like the other day was the 44th anniversary of Pink Floyd, Dark Side of the Moon.
Yeah.
And I just thought that was, you know, kind of cool.
No, that's
people
cool.
Flashback and remember and okay. Whatever.
I don't like hearing that you're avoiding controversy, though.
No, well.
Well, I don't know. What
anniversary was it?
Dark Side of the Moon?
No, wait, how many years?
44, did you say?
44.
Was it the 43rd anniversary of the Dark Side of Oz when they match it up? Remember when that was such a big thing?
Yep. Yeah, well, I think people just mostly like getting baked and putting those two things together.
Of course.
Clearly.
It just naturally matches
they
up.
They do their work. I remember first listening to it at this guy, Ralph, what was his last name? Worked at a jewelry store, and we all laid down on the
Macchio.
On the floor at Ralph Macchio's place.
Cool.
And we listened to it, like, you know, all the way through. Just so trippy.
I've never done it. I've heard pieces of it, you know, where people were demonstrating it, but it just always
seemed... Dark Side of Oz? Or
Dark Side of Oz.
Yeah. Phenomenon of that, yeah.
Just sounded so crazy. But as far as the choice of Pink Floyd, or of Kid Rock, rather, I don't know, you know, I guess people wanted Eminem, but is Eminem going to do the? Is he available then? I don't know. I doubt it. He's not touring a lot, is he?
I don't think so. And Kid Rock is a great host because when you go to one of his shows, look how many genres that he crosses.
Very true.
One show.
He's also a guy who understands what this arena means.
Yes.
Yeah.
And is going to make a big deal out of it. And he's going to talk about it at the show. You know he will.
He's a good entertainer.
He talked about it at the press conference today.
Yeah, he talked about the workers being from here. You know, he's hitting all the right notes, and you know he's that kind of guy.
Mm-hmm.
So, I thought it was an A+. I thought it was a great idea to open with a concert.
Yeah.
Because most places do to work out kinks and whatnot, right? Don't they open with concerts?
You know, I was trying to think if that's true. I don't know that that's like Ford Field played football there first, right?
Oh, they did? I didn't know that. Oh, wow.
The first show there, though, was No Doubt in the Stones.
Pretty, no Doubt.
Pretty big show.
But they'd played two seasons by then.
Wow.
So, you know, I don't think the first concert was really that big. It was that consequential.
It's a good way to break it in.
Well, he's the obvious pick, isn't he?
Yeah.
Yeah, I think he is. I do.
And he'll sell them out. Four shows.
For sure.
I was just surprised how negative the reaction was. Channel 4 ran, of course, a Twitter poll, and it was like 36% think it's the right call, 39 don't. It's like, what?
Did they say who they wanted?
No. Some people on Twitter were like, you know, the M&Ms, a lot of, what about a Motown act?
Oh, please. What Motown act would sell out one night? I mean, if you want milkshake night down there,
but then
open up with 80-year-olds. Okay,
how many of them are still alive?
Martha Reeves.
Oh yeah,
she could fill one section, maybe.
She would love that, huh?
Oh,
and then I told you I was listening to Valeni and Foster, and they were Valeni was shitting all over it. Foster was kind of defending it. He understood the choice.
I don't know how you could shit on it. You could disagree, but I don't know how you could say it isn't one of the obvious potential choices.
Well, you know, Mike likes to say, you know, that's why Detroit's small time. That's why they're not big time, because they're thinking small. I'm like, Kid Rock's not that small of an act. And then their producer chimed in about how he's just not big outside of Detroit. And that's flat out fucking
bullshit.
Lie.
Wait, Devil Without a Cause, 11 million copies.
Yeah.
How many people have sold an album with 11 million?
He's had
probably 20 acts, 30 acts at the most.
Hits that were big in Europe. Like All Summer Long was a big hit in Europe for some reason.
I don't know how you could say that. I really don't, especially here. I think the local touch is a good thing here. That's the Michigan. We're grounded. We're humble.
When has Detroit wanted to be big time?
I don't know. I mean, I don't know. I don't even know who we're talking about in terms of instead of. That's when who's out there, first of all. You only have who's out there.
He said maybe if this was 2004, it'd be a good choice, but it's 2017. And then 2 minutes later, he says... people are acting like the Rolling Stones are playing here for a week. So the Rolling Stones are okay in 2017?
I'm not sure the Rolling Stones could sell out four shows at Jonas. Well, maybe.
At those prices? Because it's, what, $20 to $75? I think they could sell out four shows. I don't know. I was just surprised the negative reaction by it. If you don't like them, you don't like them, you don't go. But a lot of people like them.
All the big acts right now, touring acts, are all classic rock acts that are 60s and 70s.
Yeah.
McCartney, Springsteen. Springsteen, I guarantee you, people would piss all over that.
Yeah.
I'd love it.
I'd hate it.
I would prefer, I would think for a new arena in Detroit, Kid Rock is a better choice than Bruce Springsteen. As much as I love Bruce, I think it would go over better.
Methane's a better choice than Springsteen.
Oh.
What? Huh?
What is wrong with your ears? Jesus.
It's just, I don't like Bruce. Just because he farted your birthday so
Yeah, really?
I thought it was kind of cool, though. The Free Press had the first, the opening opening players for every venue. Joe Louis Arena was Rush with Permanent Waves in 1980.
Sweet.
Whoa.
Great for the Canadians.
Yeah, right.
And the Rush fans. Ford Field. Oh, we mentioned the Stones.
See how much tickets were for that?
No, how much were they?
$9 to $11.
Oh, wow.
Wow. Comerica Park, the first show there was Dave Matthews Band.
Ugh.
But the park had been open for... That was July 5, 2000, so it had been open for a season. I went to that, too. It was a good show.
Remember when Dave Matthews came to the radio station, we weren't allowed to look at him?
Yes, and his stalker was in the room with him, and he didn't know it. No one knew it.
The boy did shit roll for that.
Oh, yeah, that was a big man. One. That
didn't
was a big
the stalker
one.
Change their appearance? Wasn't that part of the problem?
Yeah.
He got by the circle slash at the door.
They won a contest.
It was
to
a
be
she,
in
wasn't it?
Yeah, I think it was a she. The Palace's first concert was Sting.
Really?
In 88.
Huh.
So that Sting was pretty hot then, I guess. Tiger Stadium, the first performance. You're not going to believe who the first performer in Tiger Stadium is.
Tony Bennett.
No. It's first of all, they never had a concert till 93.
Oh.
Three tenors.
No, it was Rod.
Yes. Oh. Rod.
Was it three tenors after Rod? I guess they must have been.
That was a huge deal when they showed up. The three tenors? Why? Why was it such a big deal?
I have no idea. I can't believe you could get enough people to go.
It was packed.
The three tenors? Were you at the three tenors show?
Were you working
it?
What? Yeah, okay, thank you.
I just remember there was a huge setup for their stage, and there was a huge storm that night. There's a huge storm that night, and or the night before, or there was approaching, and they were worried that the actual stage was going to fall, so they had to clear out everybody for like hours before. So they started late.
Oh.
Did you have an appreciation for the three tenors? No, it was the second worst show I've ever seen in my life.
Oh.
What's the worst?
What? Hands down, Trans Siberian Orchestra.
Oh yeah,
gross.
Dun, 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 dun.
Hey, for the three tenors, was everybody really dressed up too?
The crowd was so weird. I was hands down the youngest person there, so everybody there was at least, I would say, 60 plus, and everybody was sitting.
But were they dressed up? Were they wearing suits and stuff?
In a polyester fire.
I think the front section was all black tie. Like Ford sponsored it, so it was like a big.
But they're outside at Tiger Stadium.
They were in for sure. It was black tie.
I mean, they're only dressing up because somebody says the tenors are.
But no, not all people. Now that I think about it, I remember there was a lot of old people. I remember like old people in fanny packs. It was just so weird.
They sell a tenors tank
with fanny packs,
an American flag tenors shirt.
Do you know Barbara Streisand's last show? I think it was the Palace the last time she came here. You could not go to the bathroom if you were in the sections in front of her. You could not get up and go to the bathroom while she was singing.
Really?
Yeah, you could. There was a break in the middle of the show, I guess, where you could, but otherwise you could not. And I don't know what they do. If they tackle you or something if you get up.
Yeah. What if you really have to pee?
They'll tackle you. You have to go in your pants. It depends.
They hand it out to stadium pals.
Maybe.
Everybody in that
That's a great
section.
Idea. That'd be funny
as
hell.
You have to watch all the men apply it.
The Pontiac Silverdome's first show was The Who.
Yeah.
Wow, that was a big one. I've heard a lot about
that
show.
What's it say about it? Anything?
Nearly 76,000 people showed up at the brand new Silverdome for this one, featuring The Who and the opening act Toots and the Maytals. Tickets were $8.50 a piece. The Who played many of their biggest hits over the years, the same ones they're playing now. Won't Get Fooled Again, Bob O'Reilly, Fine Blue Eyes, and Magic Bus.
What a swipe Sweet. That was.
Wow. Olympia Stadium, 1942, the Ted Lewis Orchestra
in
Olympia Stadium. And Cobo was opened by Jerry Lee Lewis.
Whoa, cool. Killer.
Wow. Let's see. The venue's hosted many high-profile concerts over the years. The Doors, Pink Floyd, Prince, The Stones, Madonna, Bruce. The last concert to take place was in 2009 when Fish stopped by. Mm. Briggs Stadium. Wait, that's Tiger Stadium.
Yeah. So why is that?
1954, they hosted a Star Night featuring Ray Anthony and a bunch of people I've never heard. Oh, Nat King Cole when he was alive. Not the Dead Dead Tour, but
the Dead Dead
the living Nat King Cole Tour.
So why does Rod Stewart get mentioned then? He's not really the first concert.
Yeah, that's kind of stupid. First rock concert, I guess? I don't know. I don't know.
Did you see who his opening act was? Patti Smith.
Oh, nice.
Patti Smith?
Yeah.
For Rod?
Yeah.
Oh, I didn't know that.
Seems incongruous. Remember that.
Yeah, that's very incongruous. Absolutely.
Oh, the palace after Sting, the day after Sting was David Lee Roth and Poison. Then a WWF event. The day after that, then Pink Floyd for 2 days after that.
Oh.
Crosby, Stills, and Nash the next night. Ooh. And then George Michael.
Ooh, George.
Right after that.
In the blonde hair days.
That's crazy. They had
back-to-back
events for a week. Big shows.
Palace had a lot of great shows over the years.
It's still a good venue.
It is. I can't think of a venue that good that's ever been knocked down. Can you think of one that's just been blown? Like, nope, no more show. Sorry.
God, I don't know.
I think I was actually at part of that Pink Floyd show.
Really?
Were you working that one too?
Because I remember that my parents had a suite in there. I know, ooh, or whatever. But, I was getting picked up by my babysitter who was at the show. She was taking the show. My friends were going with the babysitter. The babysitter ended up taking me home, but I was definitely there for the beginning of that show.
Well, wow. Heady.
The babysitter had to leave to take Joey home, man. Oh. Was he a goat in her life? I saw 6 songs at Pink Floyd and I didn't take this brat home.
She still got paid.
Not even 6 songs. Oh, what a bummer.
She was younger too, though. She
wouldn't have dug it. Everybody loves Floyd. There's a story that's just been driving me insane. I know this probably story pisses off more than anything going on in the world is this dog with its ears and nose cut off.
Yep.
God. You fucking believe that?
Who are the human monsters? How could you do?
I don't know. You look at that dog too. I know it's a Rottweiler mix, but it just looks like a nice, sweet dog. And God, it just makes me so mad. There's $2,500 reward, but that if that person
needs
is
to be
seen
put to death.
Publicly, yeah, that is so bad.
God,
and it's so disgusting, too, to do that to a dog. Holy shit, its ears and its nose. Oh, my. You know, it's funny. I was looking at the dog, and I'm like, oh, geez. It seems like it'd be okay without the ears, but the nose.
You got to have a nose.
Dog?
That's a dog.
Couldn't they?
Their whole identity is wrapped up in their nose.
Yeah, couldn't really they?
Remember, they can smell time.
I mean, he still has, you know, I mean, he just needs the, maybe they could transplant.
I know. I wanted to call Dr. Roche.
I wanted to, too.
In the meantime, they should just put like a fake one on, like a clown nose.
There's probably, I bet you someone can do something. I don't know.
Oh, sure.
If it's possible or how plausible it is, but.
But you know how they have all those nerve sensors for their smell? Is that the part that got cut off or are they deeper in the face?
I can't hardly look to see how, it's so hard. But anyway. Get that dog. It reminded me of something that I read the other day that really freaked me out about dogs. I've been reading a lot about papillons.
Because
my dogs are kind of weird about certain things. And a lot of things.
I think it's nurture.
One of them's gigantic. It's 3 times the size of the other one. But anyway, there's a little story about how dogs defecate east-west.
What?
Always.
Really?
And so I've been watching.
Are they Muslim?
I'm watching the dogs. I know. They're facing Mecca. Exactly. Yeah. No, I'm watching the dogs constantly. And I'm like, wow, Mags is always east-west. How cool. Layla, or Mags is always north-south. So he's in line. Always. Layla goes east-west. So I'm like, do I have a special needs dog or something that doesn't understand the gravitational pull of the earth?
Oh, boy.
Because they say it has to do with the gravitational pull of the earth.
Maybe because she's female, because we have as a gender.
I don't.
Fewer.
It didn't say anything about females.
Fewer directional.
But you know what's even funnier is every time Layla pees, Mags has to come over and pee on top of it.
Yeah, dominant.
Always does. Every time. And he pees on top of it east-west. No, north-south. After she goes east-west.
Oh, my God.
Wait, so which one's wrong? Mags or Layla?
Layla.
Layla's wrong?
Yeah.
Mm.
Have a special needs dog?
Maybe she doesn't go
you ever notice which way your dog goes?
You know, don't.
What's the reason?
Do you have a dog, Joe?
No.
What's the reason?
They said the gravitational pull of the Earth.
In the backyard, though.
I know, it seemed a little ridiculous.
But why is east-west better? I mean, what? That's what I don't know.
North-south's better, apparently.
Why is north-south?
I don't know.
I think
read it.
Pepper was an east, east-west.
Wester?
Yeah.
Oh, man.
Because I just remember seeing him in the backyard, and that would have been...
east-west.
Yeah, east-west.
Special needs dogs around this show.
Did she start doing it after she took her spill?
Oh, yeah.
Well, I only looked after she took her spill. She slid off the deck. She was running to go down the stairs to go after a bird, and it had snowed. And usually she stops. She's real fast and goes down the steps. She stopped and just slid right off the deck completely and flew and landed. And she was okay, but now she won't go up and down the stairs. She'll go down. She won't come up. Yeah, she's a girl. Poor Mags girl. Went through the same thing, but he's not going.
Do you have a bunch of magnets in your house that maybe throw off?
One, not the other?
Well, I don't know.
It's a great question.
Well, if I thought one was special needs, I guess Bangs. Bangs seems a little slow. Maybe it's probably because of his weight.
He just moves slow. He's not. He's pretty smart, actually, I like to think. Everyone thinks their dog is smart. Actually, not everyone does.
I do know that there was, in the wintertime, we had to clear an area so that, you know, and it was like
stone, when there's too much snow.
Stonehenge only dog
ew.
Poop.
I know, that's so gross. I hate that. But yeah, the dogs are not big enough for a big snowfall.
Right.
And they're like, what do I do? They can't stand to go on the sidewalk.
No.
Go on a shoveled sidewalk? What, are you kidding?
Oh, they have values.
But anyway, I thought it was interesting. And then, of course, the little, you know, how they walk in a semicircle before they go.
Right.
That's about creating a bathroom.
A
comfortable bathroom for themselves.
Like when they were wild animals, they would.
I guess so, yeah. The little pads, I guess, pad down the area.
Supposedly, too, isn't it that they look up to see whether you're watching? And I think somebody on Reddit asked one time, "What's your dog do that? Is your dog an exhibitionist?" And it's like, no, because they wanted to know that you have their back if somebody attacks them at the watering hole. It's a hardwired behavior.
Oh, cool.
Yeah. Now, Mike Clark told me that they do the circling thing to completely check out, you know, every direction to make sure they're safe.
Oh, yeah, right.
But then what I read on the site said, and I read this a couple other places too, was that they're actually padding down the ground.
Yeah. They
when take a nice comfortable dump.
They do it when they lay down too, right? Like if a dog goes to his bed, a lot of times they'll walk.
Yeah, that's true. That's true. You know, it's funny. Mags does a little circle before he comes in the house every time. I don't know what is that.
Well, if you think
runs to the door and then he does a little circle just as he gets to the door.
He's OCD.
He touches the door three times. Touches the bowl three times.
But the thing, Layla, when she slid off, would not come back up the stairs.
She won't go up the stairs. She's afraid of the stairs, basically.
Oh boy.
I know.
It's going to be trouble.
It's crazy.
A dummy, like the stairs did it.
I know, it's pretty ridiculous.
She'd hate birds or something.
She is a dog.
Done the stairs before. I was reading about that study, the North-South Axis.
Yeah.
After examining 70 dogs over 2 years, 1,893 defecations and 5,582 urinations.
It's a lot.
And all I can think of is the scientist sitting there going... That's a shit. And that's someone actually had to check each one.
Yeah. Now, does that study agree with the North-South?
Researchers found that under calm magnetic field conditions, dogs prefer to excrete with the body being aligned the North-South axis, avoiding east-west altogether. Dogs were observed in a free-roaming environment, meaning they were not leashed and not influenced by walls or roads that would influence linear movement.
Well, there's a road right outside.
Yeah. So dogs prefer the North-South axis and avoid east-west. It's unclear, according to the study, as to why they would do it. That's kind of interesting, though.
Yeah.
God, that's weird.
Yeah. And so now everyone is going to be watching their dog. So either going north-south or east-west and reporting back to us. Please do.
Oh, good.
And, of course, the first comment underneath, I'm the same way. It's really uncomfortable when I have to use an east-west-facing toilet.
What? And, you know, since we are in Ferndale, we should point out the crime wave in Ferndale.
Yeah.
Scary. Wow.
People ripping off vacant houses for sale of all their appliances.
Mm-hmm.
This is like four or five houses in the last couple weeks, I guess.
Jeez.
That is weird. Do they think they're in Detroit? Are they mistaking us for...
Where's your police force, man?
I know. Where are the neighbors?
True,
The one house, they said they had to go out the front door. with the stuff because it was too big to get out the back door.
One of the stories was saying that they thought it was just people moving in.
Oh.
Yeah.
They just assumed. But why would the stuff be coming out if you're moving in? Oh, I guess they could think they're moving out. But if the house has been vacant for a while.
You would think somebody would at least go over and say hi or something.
You need more nosy neighbors.
They got to be. These people, I wonder if they're not in moving uniforms or something.
Oh, it could be.
Hmm. Yeah. Daylight or night? Do they?
Daylight.
Somebody was daylight, yeah.
Hey, okay, really?
Just, yeah.
The Payless shoe store on 9 Mile got robbed, too. I saw that on the news.
The Payless shoe store.
Like right by, it's like right next to your 7-Eleven.
I would never rob something that's called Payless. It just seems like there's going to be money there.
How many
a dollar store.
How many cash transactions are done there?
I wouldn't think that many.
No.
I really wouldn't.
No, that's why you rob convenience stores. So I've heard.
I wouldn't think to rob a convenience store either. Because they're always putting the money in those tubes and, you know, putting it. Although if you can get in the tube area, I guess.
Yeah, you got to get in the till. You got to do it right before they change the shift.
Well, then it's an inside job.
Yeah. Well, you wouldn't think Payless would be too, though?
Yeah, I got to say, I don't understand robberies of businesses. It seems like they make so many bad decisions. How about these assholes that rob, like, pizza delivery guys?
Yeah.
There's a guy carrying a lot of money. But, you know, if you just need one fix of heroin, I guess, which is probably in so many of those cases, that's all it is. Right. I got to believe. I mean, if you're that desperate, because there's just not that much cash in these places. God, did you guys read about the 3 overdoses in Beverly Hills?
No.
Oh, is that happening again?
It was a big deal because, of course, Beverly, overdoses in Beverly Hills. Oh, my God.
Wait, Beverly Hills, Michigan?
Yeah. No. Yeah, like right, you know, right over here.
Really? Is it that? Is Beverly Hills that Tony? Is it that? Really?
It's nice. Right next to Birmingham.
That's right. It's Berkeley.
It's nice. Beverly Hills is nice.
That's good. Berkeley.
Berkeley used to have its issues too with that.
Are you saying Berkeley is tonier than Beverly Hills?
Oh, excuse me. I meant Birmingham. Beham. Beham used to have a few.
Yeah, but there's heroin ODs everywhere now.
Everywhere.
Right?
Yeah.
So anyway,
well, they obviously all had the same dealer, right? And it was cut with something that it shouldn't have been cut with.
This is what the story is. So. I mean, I really, the whole thing just bummed me out reading
it. Sucks.
It's a 16-year-old girl, her 20-year-old sister, and the 20-year-old sister's boyfriend.
Oh.
And the 20-year-old girl overdoses. Oh, and they try to roust her. They call 911. They get to her just in time, and she's in the hospital. But she's okay, I guess. Next thing, the 16-year-old girl. Hey, 911, come on back. We got another one. 16. Yeah, the 16-year-old girl ODs. And they pick her up just in time. They said that one was even scarier. Then the next morning, I think one of the girls said, you better go check on, you know, my boyfriend or the guy.
Yeah.
Because, you know, I think he had some too, you know, but he didn't say anything. So they go over there. He's out.
Oh, geez.
He's OD'd.
Really?
And they said he took it 12 hours after the other two girls. So in other words, this guy wanted it so bad, even after seeing two people get carried away in ambulances, he did it.
Jesus.
Wow. No deaths, though? Just
no, they all lived.
Holy shit.
I know. Jeez. I know. Well, and they've got that antidote now.
Oh, yeah.
Narcan, is that what it's called?
Yeah.
Wow, is that a lifesaver?
Yeah.
Although now, I guess, is it the dogs they're worried about? The dogs sniff?
Sniffing it, too.
To find out, you know, we got to know if this is a heroin OD, and the dogs can figure it out. But the dogs sniff enough of the heroin, and they are at risk of dying. So they administer Narcan to the dogs.
Oh my God!
I know, crazy.
What was? Did they find out like what was the problem with this heroin?
It was some shitty cut from Detroit.
Really?
Some asshole cut it with something. You know, I don't know what. I always thought if you had something that strong, you'd want to cut it, right? Don't you just want to step on it and make it not that strong? Or is there some shit that will just knock you out? I don't know. Heroin's not my area of expertise.
No, it always seems like
subject a little bit, and I might be able to help more.
Such a bummer.
Yeah.
Unlike cocaine, and El Chapo's coming.
Ah, yes.
To the United States.
I didn't think I'd see that day. I mean, doesn't it just seem like...
Well, they didn't want to send him for the longest time, because they're like, we can handle this, but the guy keeps escaping.
I know. What if he escapes here?
They're going to put him in the Supermax, right?
Oh, he's going to be so unhappy.
Trier.
He tunnels out and takes Kaczynski with him.
Ooh!
And who's left in there?
Wow. Who else is in Superman? Oh, Terry Salami.
Nichols.
Mom and Salami?
Mom and Salami's at
Superman.
No way!
Mom and Salami.
Isn't he? Who else is in Superman?
Yeah. Believe it, I don't know.
Yeah, it's a gang.
Terry Nichols? Where's Terry Nichols? Is he in Supermax?
Yeah.
No, I got to tell you, I wouldn't mind spending a couple days in Supermax just to rap with those guys.
Just talking to them?
Yeah, just to find out what they're all about. I mean, it'd have to be.
Mark could bond with the Unabomber.
Yeah. I'll let him know
what's going
on with
the university.
Talk about
Michigan football team.
I don't know if he's really into football.
He's more of a basketball fan.
Yeah, right.
He's a little off.
Ramsey Youssef, yep.
Oh, he's in Supermax? Who else is in there, Joe?
Shoebomber?
They give you a list?
Terry Nichols is there, okay.
Ted Kaczynski.
Terry Nichols, Ted Kaczynski.
Certainly Shoebomber is in there, right?
Oh,
yeah.
That crazy asshole.
He was an FBI agent. Oh,
Robert Hansen. Wasn't he former head of the FBI? He was a spy, right?
Spy for Russia.
Yeah, yep.
Huh.
Harold Nicholson.
Who's that?
Spy.
Wow. There's a spy wing.
Dwight York, Dr. Malachi York, founded...
Dr. Malachi York.
Who is he?
Does not ring a bell.
Looks like he's of Arab descent. I don't know.
Huh.
Racketeering and child...
Racketeering and child molestation.
Oh, come on, man. Shit. Why waste space in Supermax on him?
Matthew Hale, founder of the World Church of the Creator, a neo-Nazi group, convicted of soliciting the murder of a judge.
Oh, he's from California, right?
I remember
Did his
him.
Kid turn him in?
Oh, that's right.
Yep.
Matthew Hale, yeah.
Yes, sir.
It's a wild story.
Hey, how about the new kidnapping story with the mother and the two girls who are in their 30s now and have their own kids, and they've been ditched their father for like 31 years?
Dad so doesn't
care.
Seen
her mugshot?
The mugshot of the mom.
She looks great.
I know. Yeah.
Oh my God, she's pretty hagged out when they.
You know,
got there.
I know she said the father slapped the mother.
Yeah.
A couple times, and it didn't sound like it was extremely violent. I mean, I only heard one side of the story, and they actually quoted the father who said, "Yes, I did slap her. Yes, I was wrong. Blah blah blah." But you can't just take two kids and disappear. I'm sorry. It sounds like the right thing to do, but you can't do that. But I wonder what that'll be interesting. I wonder what the mother will get.
Oh, they're talking.
I mean, I would think that's pretty serious stuff.
A long time, yeah.
You know, there was a case
what's the point, though, really?
Of putting her in jail?
Yeah.
She stole this guy's kids for 31 years.
Robbed him of his children.
That's ridiculous. I mean, who does she think she is? There was a story on 48 Hours. I don't know, maybe one of you guys saw this, or one of any of you saw it. This guy was in a contentious relationship with his wife, and she claimed he was violent. There was no evidence ever of any such thing. In fact, I'm not sure she even called the cops on him.
Huh.
But she said after the fact, I believe she said he was violent. She took her kid and moved to Australia. He looked for her. He searched the world for her. I mean, for decades. Well, not for decades, for a decade and a half. And when the daughter was, I think, 17 or 18, they were found in Australia.
Right. Wow.
Yeah. And the daughter was so poisoned, she's like, I don't want to know you. I don't. You're such a piece of shit.
Right.
Of course, she knows everything she knows from her mother.
Yeah.
And the mother got like 2 years in jail.
Huh.
I mean, that just seemed like 2 years.
Yeah,
I don't know.
That's a slap on the wrist for.
Well, once again, going back to the other case that's in the news, the kid that was kidnapped
for 18
from
years.
Earth.
Yeah, who? By the way, they've known for a year and a half.
I know.
The daughter's
now,
known for a year
gonna,
and a half that she was kidnapped, but she
like,
was not with a real mother.
I don't like conspiracy theories, but I'm developing one with this, and it's that the mom told the daughter and said, "Wait till you're 18, and then we can write a book and sell it."
What?
Well, it's not a bad theory.
I mean, why else would you? Why else would she have found out, and then why conceal it for a year?
Well, they were investigating. They were sniffing around. I think a year and a half ago.
Oh, okay.
Did she have a crappy life with the?
She loves the mom.
She loves
mom?
The mom. She seems to love the mom.
Yeah, the criminal.
Well, what's the real mom like?
I don't know. Well, if her family increased.
Maybe the real mom's cooler. Maybe the real mom would have given her a car before the grandfather in the fake mom's family.
Did you ever read that post?
Yeah, yeah.
Bitch, man.
I know.
But just the way.
So sorry you didn't get a car from the person you wanted when you wanted.
Did you see the ABC interview with her? And just the way she was acting, I'm like, there's something really weird about this whole story.
I agree.
Yeah.
Like the thief mother must have, A, never thought she'd be charged. Or something,
I guess.
But why would she have ever told her? How did she ever find out? And she won't say because she doesn't want the thieving mother to get, you know, prosecuted. She might even take the stand on her behalf.
Oh, wow.
Well, go ahead and do it. It's not going to help.
No.
Not going to matter a bit. You know, stolen at birth, a case like that, they're going to throw the book at that lady.
Yeah.
So she can love her all she wants, but she'll be seeing her in prison for a long time, I predict.
So now when you have a kid, they have to put those bracelets on you. Have you ever?
Yeah.
It's, oh my God, they're so loud when they go off.
Really?
It's yeah. Like a, and the room goes, everything gets locked tether? Down on the floor. Yeah. It's an electronic tether.
Wow. Hey, Orlando, shooter's me. Wife. Ha ha.
Oh, yeah. What's the story life. There? I really haven't read much in terms of what exactly she did, other than that she visited the club with him and
she lied to
ammo with him
and yeah
she lied to the cops.
Yes, she obstructed.
Yeah, he texted her during the massacre,
right? Aiding and abetting and hindering the investigation. And
mm-hmm. What about his stupid dad
and life in prison? Yeah,
the guy that was all over the TV.
Yeah, he was quite a jerk.
Hillary Clinton's rally.
Oh, that's right.
What about that turd? He's guilty of something.
By the way, you walked in while the inauguration bash was going on today.
Oh.
Trump's sitting there watching Three Doors Down, and you know, he's just going, oh, God, when can I leave? What's the earliest I can possibly leave? It looked like Ivanka tried to leave, and he made her come back.
That was really funny. There's one time when Kushner leans over, and I'm like, he's
asking,
he's
to
asking permission
he's
to
asking
get the
to
fuck
leave.
Out of there. You don't want me for anymore. Sure. And then 5 minutes after that, that's when Ivanka got up, walked around the corner, and then reappeared like a minute later.
I mean, Three Doors Down, and they were playing multiple songs. I remember the Obama concert on the Mall. I'm not sure if it was 08 or 12. I know it was in West Bloom.
Let's see.
But I just remember seeing Springsteen played. I think Bono, or was it U2? It might have been U2.
Yep.
James Taylor. And they could only play a couple songs because there were so many people playing, and they were big.
Yeah.
And these guys are sitting through like multiple Three Doors Down songs.
And dancers in like, what, spandex costumes?
I think
what
the only reason
that?
those people were not berated and given death threats like everyone else is because no one even knows who they are or they're asked to perform. What's the piano thing?
The piano guys, they had a really nice, some stage banter.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, about bringing the country together. And yeah. It was encouraging.
Let's see. 2009 was the We Are One concert, the Obama inaugural celebration at the Lincoln Memorial.
That's wishful thinking.
Oh my God, this is a so Denzel Washington introduced Bruce Springsteen. Mary J. Blige
That's right.
was there.
They had all these big shots introducing every big act.
Jamie Foxx, Steve Carell, John Bon Jovi, Tom Hanks, Marissa Tomei, James Taylor, John Legend,
wow.
Joe Biden. John Mellencamp. Right. Biden have something to do. John Mellencamp, Queen Latifah, Josh Groban.
Tiger
Gay
Woods.
Men's Chorus of Washington, D.C., Cal Penn, George Lopez, Tiger Woods, Jack Black, Garth Brooks, U2, Sam Jackson, Usher, Stevie Wonder,
jeez.
Forrest Whitaker, Ashley Judd, Barack Obama, then Pete Seeger, Bruce Springsteen came out again, and then Beyonce.
Trump's got Three Doors Down and Sam from Sam and Dave.
Oh, he's got Flatley is doing one of the events tomorrow.
Yeah,
Michael
a dancing
Flatley's
gig.
Dance
oh, some
so
kind.
That's fun.
Oh, yeah.
Well, that's great.
Lord of the Dance.
Enough Lovely. For people to scalp tickets.
People try to drag me to that show a couple of times.
Michael Flatley?
Flat out said
well, Clark
no to
did. Mike Clark tried to drag you there. He loved Lord of the Dance.
I know he did, but oh, Jesus!
Wow. Well, and there's an anti-inauguration concert too. Audio Slave is reforming
oh, really?
For it. Yeah,
oh, cool.
And there's a few actually that it's a bigger list of cool artists
really?
Than the inauguration show by far.
That concert.
I'll go there.
Somebody said that they when Trump did his speech, they were playing "Walking in Memphis."
Oh, really?
Who was playing it?
I guess they were playing it on the stage. Somebody I tweeted to us.
Oh, you mean like his intro music for
yeah,
him?
Yeah.
Oh.
What did Elizabeth Vargas think?
So then Michael, wait, who does that song
Mark
again?
Cohen.
Mark Cohen, yeah. He's going to say, I don't want Donald Trump using my song, my one song, by the way. And Trump's going to go, he's overrated.
Right.
We never asked to use his song. Played by accident.
Walking in D.C.,
did he really adapt that to other cities?
Yeah.
When he was, oh, no.
Wait, that really happened?
Actually, he didn't. Let's see. The frontman of country sang a medley of hits, and I guess they used "Walking in Memphis." Oh.
George W. Bush held a star-studded inauguration concert with artists ranging from Ricky Martin to Jessica Simpson to 98 Degrees, as requested by his daughter.
Wait a sec, though. They were big then, right?
Yeah, those are fairly
of the day.
That's not. I mean, it's nothing to compete with the Obama concert. I mean, that's not even close. But, today's actually the anniversary of Bill Clinton's inauguration in 93 when he had Fleetwood Mac reforming to play Don't Stop. Oh, God, how stupid. I can't believe Fleetwood Mac did that. We think they go, oh, please. No, not for a presidential inauguration. I don't think so. Plus, now I hate that song because whenever I think of that song, I think of Bill and Hillary dancing and Tipper and Al Gore dancing.
Oh,
remember when they made out?
So stupid. Yeah, that too. Yikes.
Why?
So the latest on my man, Jimmy Fouts.
Oh, boy.
Foutsy. He's getting death threats.
Everybody gets death threats.
I know. This is the first person who I actually wanted to get death threats. I don't think, I'm not even upset about it. I mean, this guy deserves death threats. He's such a loser. By the way, I was reading about the technology. A lot of these voice people are saying that there is no technology available that you can make someone else's voice sound like someone else's voice. They are not aware of it. They're actually studying the subject because he claims that someone mechanically has made these words in his voice.
Well, wouldn't it be better to say like they just took things, I don't know, and
manipulated it, edited
it. There's no evidence that those statements are edited, though.
Yeah.
You'd hear it.
Yeah.
Whoever went through the tape said that it doesn't appear to be edited in any way. They couldn't verify for sure it was him because there wasn't enough. It wasn't long enough, and they also need a sample from him.
Like, someone in the broadcasting industry suggested it might have been a voice impersonator.
Someone in the broadcast industry suggested that? What, they don't think it's Jim Fouts?
Rich Little. Rich Little.
You know, blacks do look like chimpanzees. I was watching this black woman with her daughter, and they looked like two chimps. Their mouths were elongated out, you know, a duckish look.
Who is he hanging with that he thinks this is an appropriate story?
I know. It's pretty incredible, isn't it? The way he says chimpanzees is weird to me, too. I know that's a real fine point.
You know, blacks do look like chimpanzees.
Chimpanzees. Stress is a little off.
So that would be the word that they
chimpanzee
would use to hold it up.
That's right.
Yeah.
That's right.
He obviously said chin and then pansies, called somebody a pansy, and they put it together.
Right. You know, blacks do look like chimpanzees. I was watching.
He was planting pansies. Aren't those flowers? Aren't pansies?
Yeah.
That is really weird. Anyway, his Facebook page is just incredible. I read the comments in there. These people are, if you don't pay taxes in Warren, then it's none of your business.
What if you do business in Warren or go to Warren or...
That's bullshit. What if you're a handicapped person who has some pride and feels that you don't want to be discriminated against? I think it goes beyond...
Well, it's not an island. It affects other communities. He does work with other communities, or you're supposed to at least, right?
Of course. No, it's
a stupid argument.
He's super harshed out 60-year-old women.
Person. Yeah.
Yeah, I can't believe the women who are defending him. And all the people, too, are acting like, until they can prove it's his voice and he says it's not him. Are you stupid? You've heard the guy talk if you're that big a fan of him.
Mm-hmm. Think I want to date a fucking 60-year-old hag? Fuck that shit. I'm not interested in any old ugly hag. I think after a certain age, they're all dried up, washed up, burned out.
He acts like he's so fucking hot. I mean, how many 60-year-old chicks are going, God, if I could just go with Jim Fouts.
Oh.
Who finds that hairstyle attractive?
I know that.
I mean, he's got an 8 head. No, it's not even a 5 head. It's an 8 head.
He is so bizarre looking.
I know.
I mean, honestly, I can't imagine him at any age being... I cannot imagine any woman ever have been attracted to him. I can't ever imagine it. I like to see a picture of him at 25. I bet she looks just as weaselly.
Isn't
he just like a weasel?
Yeah.
Oh, man.
He's been this way for a while, too, you know.
Yeah.
According to...
And remember he lied? He tried to make his... tried to change his birthday to 1944?
Right. God.
And that was that had to be for the chicks.
Sure.
Try to shave a couple years.
Yeah, but
so you could keep hanging with the 20-year-old chicks, the 20-somethings.
But he can't change the face. So he can't dial that back. No. So.
Did you read the editorial? Was it Brian Dickerson that wrote the editorial on him a few days ago? Or was it Rubin, Neil Rubin? I can't remember.
I've read so many things about him. Neil Rubin had a big column about him.
Was it about how, why would you do it? Like, oh, this is over dumping? Like, Hackle would have done this over the dumping thing? Go through all that work to edit
To manufacture
tapes?
The, yeah,
ridiculous.
Right. No, like, it's
the risk
totally
was way bigger than the reward.
It's so him. It's so not somebody, what's the word, engineering tapes or whatever. I love, too, today that he said that, and there'll be more tapes. Because he knows he said
knows
more
he
shit.
He said a bunch of shit.
The Arabic and Albanian insults haven't come out, because that's what the guy Chisano said. Yeah, he insults Arabs and Albanians, too.
Everybody but Hispanics, for some reason.
Really?
Unless that tape's going to come out.
Probably will.
Remember how we wondered why not the full tape? Why those clips? Someone presented a very interesting theory as to why we didn't hear the full tape. You know, those four clips that we heard the second release. And they said maybe there are other people in the room that you could identify their voices, and they were laughing or saying other things as well.
Oh, yeah. It's like the Billy Bush thing. He wanted to be edited out.
Exactly. Yeah. I thought that was a very good
theory. You do hear somebody laughing, too, at one point.
Yeah, Billy Bush.
You hear some laughter. No, I mean on the Fouts tape. Oh, is Billy Bush in there, too?
Whenever there's a voice in the background laughing, it's Billy Bush.
He said, by the way, he was returning calls all last night.
And fake!
Everyone he talks to supports him. Even African Americans. He called African Americans back.
Why don't you return all the calls you're getting?
Well, he only has, as much time as he has.
Favorable calls.
And
he never takes vacation, remember?
Oh, that's right.
People know me by my actions and know that I could not do these things.
Man, there are a lot of people who say they've heard him do those things, though.
Yep.
A lot of anecdotal.
Should we call Gladys? We're late for Gladys, but we could still call her.
Boy.
Find out if...
She still
seems to me she might be in that dried out phase, but judging by her name, I would think she would be a little more upset about this.
Do we know how old she is?
I don't know, but I assume these people who are supporting him so much, I would think they'd know his voice better than anyone, and they would know it's him. Are people overly blown away by technology? They think you can do things with it.
Yes,
I bet a lot of people believe that. You know, because it happens in movies.
That's true.
So
we do accept so much. We accept our history from movies. We talked about that many times.
Uh-huh. Hello.
Is this Gladys?
Yes, it is.
Hey, Gladys, it's Drew and Mark and Trudy. How are you tonight? We're calling from our radio show.
Yeah, I'm good. How about you?
We're great. Tom Mazzaway told us that that you would take our call about Jim Fouts.
Yes.
And apparently you still support Jim?
I do. I always have.
Now, you do. See, I keep listening to these tapes, and there's no question in my mind it's Jim Fouts. I just hear it so well. But you apparently, do you not think it's him on the tapes? You just think, oh, he just was having a bad day and said some crazy stuff?
I think that he's being accused with no proof. I think that you can't go on an anonymous phone call or tip. Let the snitch come forward and produce the tape, then I'll believe it.
But don't you recognize his voice on the tape? Did you hear
I have never spoken to him. I have never met him.
Did you hear the tape?
I didn't.
You didn't? Oh, okay.
Well, try listening to it.
Yeah, you should give it a listen, because it really does sound like him, Gladys. And I don't like what he says about women either.
I want to date a fucking 60-year-old man.
You sound pretty prejudiced.
Fuck that shit. Prejudice.
I believe you're innocent until proven guilty. And I don't think people have any business taping other private conversations and then coming forward anonymously.
He's not being charged with anything. I mean, there's no crime.
He's being accused.
Yeah.
He's being accused.
Yep, because it's his voice.
He's being asked to step down.
Yeah, because it's his voice.
Well, but if someone says things about the handicap, they should be caged, that he doesn't like retarded people. And
women are dried up.
Did you vote for Donald Trump?
No.
No, I didn't.
Well, a lot of people voted for him. They don't, that doesn't seem to bother them. It bothers me, but I heard Trump say it. I saw him say it.
Well, let me tell you something. Donald Trump has never said anything as bad as these comments. It's not even close.
Well, I disagree
with
you. Can't
he be caged?
I disagree with you.
I
think the person that...
At least Donald Trump likes women.
...is cowardly.
So you're angrier at the person who released the tapes than you are at the person that said the things on the tape.
So that's worse.
Well, you allege he said them.
I know it's his voice. I've heard him speak before. It's not even close. It's absolutely him.
I don't think so.
And whose voice is it?
I don't know, but they can do marvels with audio engineering.
Oh, really? Like what?
It.
Can you give me an example of what marvelous they've done with audio engineering?
Well, your movies. Movies, for instance.
True to you.
I don't pretend to be an engineer. I just feel that a person should not be falsely accused and his reputation dragged through the mud.
But you're not providing any fact as to why those aren't him.
He could, no, you know what, Gladys? He could solve this by offering either a copy, either to speak into a recording device and give a sample of his voice, or by taking a lie detector test. He could clear himself in a second.
Excuse me, but according to our Constitution, you're innocent until you're proven guilty.
No, there's not even a crime here.
He's not being charged with anything.
The burden of proof is on the accusers.
Yeah, he's not being charged.
Not on the defendant.
No one is saying he committed a crime here. It's his attitude about his constituents, as in women who are more than half his constituency, the handicapped, and also African Americans. That's about 70% of people in Warren. If he feels that way about those people, should he be the mayor?
I don't know that he does feel that way about people. I have never heard anything.
Right, he's the one that could prove that it's not him. It would be very simple.
You don't have to prove your innocence.
Oh boy, we're not in court. He's a politician.
You are innocent until you're proven guilty.
Yeah. No, I understand that.
Okay, well, what do you say
we're
about
not in court though?
What do you say about the people that have heard him, that have come forward and said they've heard him say these things?
Well, I have not heard those people.
We've talked to them. They've come forward and said that they've heard him say these things. They've seen him dance like a monkey when referring to people from the city of Detroit.
It's only hearsay as far as I'm concerned. Well, I have not seen it.
So unless he says it to you, you will never believe it.
No, I won't.
Well, that's ridiculous.
Well, he can't. Oh, boy.
And how do you know Donald Trump said all those things?
I've heard him say it.
To you? You know Donald Trump? He said them to you? Directly to you?
I've seen him on television.
Well, I don't think there's anything to convince Gladys.
Well,
other than Jim Fouts saying,
I hope you're not
telling
dry
her
out.
That she's dried up and all that stuff.
Burnout. Do you think he's handsome, by the way, Gladys? Just off the topic?
I don't judge other people. And I don't think you should judge other people.
We're not
either.
Accusing him of being handsome. We're just asking him.
You're accusing him of not being handsome. You're asking me if I...
I'm asking you about this.
Wait, you're being a little defensive.
I have no comment on that.
Okay.
You're the way that God made you.
Well, he just seems to have a lot of young girlfriends. It seems unusual for a man.
That he paid money to that worked for him. That's a fact. Do you believe that?
I don't believe hearsay. I don't believe gossip.
Okay.
What do you?
He has done well for the city of Warren. That's his job.
Are you a religious woman?
I have a faith. Yes, I do.
Okay. Do you believe in the Bible?
I believe in. I'm a Catholic. I believe in the Catholic version of it. Yeah.
Okay.
Well, I don't think we're going to convince Gladys, and I'm not really out to convince Gladys. I really wanted to hear what she thought, and Gladys, you're pretty firm. It's going to take can take an awful lot to convince you that he's done something wrong here.
You said it's not a crime.
It's not a crime. No, it isn't. Nope. But if your constituency is of groups of people that you disrespect or you think are dried up and washed up and a few other things.
Yeah.
And blacks are not too happy about it.
I don't think dried up and washed up is in the same category as
once wet, once dry.
I would agree with you. Dried up and washed up. There's a lot of 60-year-old women who didn't find that too flattering. And to be considered, if you're
I'm 93, and it doesn't bother me a bit.
Oh, okay. There's another word he used that you might not like so much.
Yeah.
It starts with a C, but I'm not going to.
Pussies, when they're young and when they get older, just mean, hateful, dried up old cunts.
Yeah. I'm telling you, the same people that are doing this sort of thing are the same ones that elected Donald Trump. Donald Trump is a racist, a misogynist, a liar.
Conspiracy theory. The same people that did that. You think the same people that did what did Donald do? Explain that again.
The same people that are railroading Jim Fouts.
Did what? They made Donald Trump president?
Warren went overwhelmingly for Trump. You know that.
Oh.
I don't think so.
Yeah, and they went overwhelmingly for Fouts, too. They elected both of them then.
Stop it.
Yeah. It's funny that you have such a problem with Donald Trump, but you like Jim Fouts so much. That's interesting. Because you would not overlook these things with Donald Trump, but you seem to be willing to overlook them in Jim Fouts.
Look at her.
Do you think Donald Trump's handsome?
I have seen Donald Trump on television saying these things, doing these things. He has a reputation of being a cheater, a liar, a racist.
Well,
he despises women.
You can hear Jim Fouts say these things, too, on TV.
Oh,
they're on TV a lot.
Well, I haven't happened to hear him say it.
Okay. Well, that's okay. Gladys, I appreciate your opinion. That's all we wanted. It's interesting. He's got a lot of support. You're not the only one supporting him, so there's nothing unusual about what you're saying.
Well, you're not looking at the good things he's done.
No, I understand he's been a good mayor. I understand the city of Warren likes him, but there are certain things... certain interest groups that if you upset them, it's very hard to overcome certain comments that he's made. It would be difficult for it. If it were, let's say if it were somebody in Washington, actually this story probably isn't over. I think he's going to have a hard time overcoming this, but we'll see. Maybe he can survive it. I know you'd be very happy if he did.
Actually, it doesn't matter one way or another to me. I just think he's being accused of things he says he didn't do.
Yeah, he says that. I agree. Mm-hmm. Okay, yeah. Gladys. Well, thanks again for your opinion.
And who are you again? One are you?
I'm Drew.
Drew. And
am
you
I
live
trouble?
In Warren?
No, I live in Ferndale.
Good old Ferndale. That's where I grew up.
Is that right?
Oh,
cool.
Yeah.
Oh, wow. Did you go to Ferndale High?
No, I went to St. James.
Okay.
Catholic girl.
Oh, that's right. Yeah. It's a little bit before my time.
Where was St. James at?
It was on Woodward and Hazelhurst.
Oh, okay,
the church
is
still there.
It's still there.
The church is
still
there.
Oh, okay.
Yep.
Wow.
Beautiful church.
Well, you sound very healthy, Gladys. You're doing darn good for 93.
Well, yeah, I do have my wits about me.
Not dried up or washed out, right?
I'm not washed up, and I'm not washed out.
Amen.
And I'm not dried up either.
Oh, good. Glad to hear that.
And I probably have better IQ than a lot of people.
Ooh!
Well, I'm glad you're so calm. I'm glad your self-confidence is still there, and you made some great points, and we do appreciate your time, Gladys.
Yeah, you did not inquire into the good things he's done for the city.
Well, you represented him, though.
Yeah, I think you did a good job.
You were the other side, so you represented him well.
That's not really in dispute. I don't think anyone's disputing that he does a good job for Warren. That's not really the subject. But maybe that's what matters to some people, like yourself.
Well, I still don't like to see him accused unless you can actually prove it. And as you say, it's not a crime. It's not a crime. I don't think if it is true, that it's the right thing, but it's
okay.
Not a crime.
You're right, Gladys. Thank you again. Thanks so much for your time.
You too.
Okay. Have a good night.
Bye, Gladys.
You too.
Bye.
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 Bye. Bye, Grandma.
Oh, man, she stick to her guns.
Yep.
Don't you die, honey.
I think that'd be a very common response to the people on this Facebook page.
Well, it's
no convincing her.
Well, she heard the Donald Trump stuff from a tape as well. The exact same thing. She didn't.
That logic doesn't hold water. She should have just said.
See him say that he wanted to grab women by their.
She should just say, I think all the positive stuff he's done for Warren outweighs anything he could ever say about any group.
Right.
I'm amazed that you convince people that a tape was engineered with your voice to make you say
certain
movies.
Things. Trudy was right.
Good God. What movie?
You hit
I don't know what movie.
She doesn't.
What is she
talking about?
What movie is she referring to?
The movies.
Like a bunch
Star
of
Star Wars?
Them.
Yeah. Yeah, she saw Princess Leia. She was a little, coming out of R2. A little holiday.
I don't know the movie where they changed someone's. Well, yeah, actually, there's movies where voices have been altered. So, wait, Mission Impossible.
Oh.
Tom Cruise takes on. Philip Seymour Hoffman's voice. Remember?
Yeah.
Yeah, that's true.
That's Philip Seymour Hoffman's voice.
Remember Bane in Dark Knight?
Yes, it is. Of course.
Bane had that mask in Dark Knight, changes his voice.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah, that's right.
Doesn't sound like anybody else.
Nope. The movies.
Yeah.
The movies.
Dub it in.
Okay.
You guys that's nailed that, man.
Wow. I don't know. When this first happened, I said, no way. When the second round of tapes came out, I said, no way. No way. It's in the Washington Post. It's in the New York Times. It's become a national story, just as I thought. The only way to get this guy now is if the story became national. But it seems like, I don't know. Why does anybody care about this?
Because of all the good he has done for Warren. So Warren residents.
But protesters aren't measuring that. Did you see the protest day before yesterday, by the way? Eight people in front of. What the fuck was that? That protester, whoever organized that protest, should be fired from protesting.
Oh, we have a protester.
And how about, you know, his name Fouts, so obviously everything's, with Fouts.
It was so bad.
It's a fouting.
Oh, we have a protester.
Did you
we
see
have
the,
a protest.
Did you see the protest, Trudy, in
we have a
no.
Out. Oh, my God.
Out. Be nice. Out.
Do you think is he somewhere holed up in the building though, peering out through the blinds?
Probably, yeah. Wouldn't that be hilarious if the camera
shot
camera
of him?
Went up?
It was those beady little eyes.
Yes. It was first of all, it was like eight people. It was not eight people. It looked like a real strong group of protesters.
No.
Like I was surprised all the signs were spelled right.
He's gonna survive this. Oh, the thing that's gonna bring him down though, you and I were talking about before the podcast, is the whole. Fundraiser that he had city employees work on for a political action committee.
Yeah, they put a
that
note
could get him in trouble
in the water bills if you want to buy tickets to the state of the city. And what that is such a weasel thing.
That could get him in big trouble.
Yeah, raise a lot
that's
of money.
Actually, a crime, right? Isn't
where
it?
Where are all the dried up old women who aren't out there protesting? Though I want to know
what is up with that. Where are the black people?
Where?
I mean, I just figured when you say that stuff about blacks, that's you're done. I don't care what you do.
Here's a crazy question. What's the makeup of Warren? How many black people are in Warren?
Not many.
Well, then
Warren has. You would think they would come from outside. Well, I just would think it would. They wouldn't care who said it.
Fouts
it
keeps
just,
them out.
Fouts.
You can't keep people out. I mean, not from something like that. I wouldn't.
Oh,
think.
Is that maybe
know.
What makes Gladys like him so? I don't know. She seemed open-minded.
That's all hearsay, Trudy.
Well, she doesn't like Trump.
Yeah.
But she saw him say it.
Well, that's the other.
How many things could she have seen him say?
She hasn't even heard the Fouts tapes. She hasn't even seen the interview with the two people that said that they have heard him say that.
Well, Fouts hasn't even heard the tapes. Fouts claims he hasn't heard the second tapes.
But how does he know Mark's coming out?
I know.
Oh, because that evil Mark Hackle over dumping it.
Well, how can you say
Freedom
something
Hill.
Isn't you if you haven't heard it? I don't know. You know, people do that all the time. Say, oh, I haven't seen it. I don't know what people are talking about. It's crazy. And wait, something that might ruin your life completely, and you haven't bothered to listen to it? No, I just haven't had time.
He's probably heard it and went, oh, phew, okay, I thought it was going to be the bad stuff.
Right.
That's nothing.
Yeah.
15.1% of Warren is African-American. 5.8% of the population is Asian. 75.8% is Caucasian.
Well, that's about representative. I mean, it's fairly representative for the rest of...
I thought it was whiter than that.
Yeah, I did too. Where are the Hispanics that he loves so much?
Interesting.
Yeah, is there a Hispanic
that's why
percentage?
He hasn't, that's why there's no tapes of him saying anything bad about Hispanics. Because none of them live in Warren, apparently. That's amazing.
If you want.
You guys having a show meeting off Sorry. The air? What is this?
Just another available potential guest.
Yeah.
I wanted to be in on the show meeting.
Sorry. It was a private show meeting.
Oh, what? Man.
What's your business?
I have no business.
What?
None whatsoever.
Today in Rock coming up, but first, a word from Dr. Gregory Roche, cosmetic surgeon. What are you waiting for? It's the most common question asked by Dr. Roche's office. Stop putting off improving you. Dr. Roche can give you the look you've always wanted, whether it's breast augmentation, Brazilian butt lifts, Diva laser, liposuction, facial surgery, or Botox. You'll be in good hands. Is Diva laser what I think Diva laser
yes,
is?
Yes, and it's for those 60-year-old women.
Wow.
In Jim Fouts, you know, it helps that.
Diva Laser, is it for down there somewhere?
Yes.
Okay.
You should just name it after
flowers. I guess there's nothing. You got to call it something cute, don't you?
If your flower's wilted, it'll bring it back.
Yes. I know. I'm actually surprised how many people take an interest in this, but it. I can tell you, women just want to improve anything.
I wish people could have seen how you said that, Trudy. You actually acted it out. It was adorable.
It was very interesting.
You guys interviewed him about it, remember?
Yeah, we
you
did.
Yeah.
We talked to the girl that had it.
I was amazed how scientific it was.
She loved it, too. She was very happy.
Yeah.
But this breast augmentation thing, like I said, it seems like any woman who's had two or three kids, they all want it. But how many people actually go and consult and find out if they can afford it? Just a thought there.
It makes the beach so much nicer to be on.
Yeah, and it makes it nicer to wear clothes and not feel bad when you're not wearing clothes.
Yeah.
Dr. Roche is the only double board certified cosmetic surgeon in Michigan. Experience matters too. He has over 30 years of experience performing the latest surgical and non-surgical procedures in his fully accredited surgical suite in Bloomfield Hills. Call today, ask about breast augmentation procedures, specializing in more natural-looking breasts, and I've seen the before and after pictures. They are very good. In fact, I guess when a lot of people are asked to do that, they say, oh, I don't think so. But then when they're actually done, they go, yeah, you can use my picture. Just don't show my face. No problem. Dr. Roche has performed the most breast augmentations in the Midwest. He knows what you're doing. He knows what he's doing. Call 248-338-1110. See how easy it is to bring out your very best features. 248-338-1110 or visit droche.com.
You know, I've been working with that trainer.
And Joey's trainer. Yeah. So it was nice of him to lend a trainer to you.
I know.
Working out so well.
And I'm thinking, okay, you know, I feel pretty good about some things, but there's still that one little, like, you know, spot.
It's always one thing. Or the last 10 pounds.
Yeah, so I get through all that series, then I go and get a Zorona laser and make all that crap go away.
Oh!
Woo-hoo.
Is the Zorona laser, because I think I've seen pictures, is that where that kind of skin, when it gets like, you know, you lose the weight, but the skin isn't quite right.
It shrinks the little fat and cellulites.
And makes your stomach flat again instead of the...
Yeah,
I've seen that. Yeah. That was amazing. And, you know, whatchamacallit, stretch marks, too.
Yeah.
And right. I don't think they promise to make it perfect, but they can make stretch marks look a lot better.
Oh,
so.
Yeah. They even a lot of, you know, like popcorn on your legs and stuff like that. So.
Yep. I know. So many crummy things happen. God. The aging process is ugly. Thank God there's somebody fighting. let's see. Dr. Roche brings you Today in Rock for January the 19th. And again, the website is droche, www.droche for Dr. Roche. 1967, The Monkees had a number one in the U.S. charts with I'm a Believer. That's one of the biggest selling singles of all time.
Yeah.
I didn't realize it was that big, but it's one of the top 40 of all time. And it was number one in the U.K. also in spite of backlash because they were considered Beatle ripoffs. But Neil Diamond wrote I'm a Believer.
Oh, boy.
They had the best writers. They had so many guys. 1971, on this day, January the 19th, songs from the Beatles' White Album were being played in the Sharon Tate murder trial. Helter Skelter, Piggies, and Long, Long, Long were all cited by Manson as talking to him.
Right.
So they actually played the songs in court on this day in 1971. It didn't help him too much. He's still in there.
He was trying.
He was out.
Wait, the
it
defense
was the defense?
Played him?
I don't know who played him. They were played.
The defense was trying to prove that these, in fact, did make you want to murder
somebody? I don't know. I'm not sure which side was playing him. It might have been maybe the prosecution was playing him to show how nuts he is.
Yeah.
Manson was getting off.
The defense played him. They're sitting there praying that people would go crazy while they hear
it. Well, you know, when you're looking for that one maverick juror, who knows? 1980 on this day, Pink Floyd's The Wall started a 15-week run on top of the charts. 1988, Bon Jovi and Motley Crue manager Doc McGee pleaded guilty to importing more than 40,000 pounds of pot from Colombia on a shrimp boat. He got a 5-year suspended sentence. I mean, some of these drug sentences are so... Well, it's Doc McGee, I guess. Figure he's got a good attorney. 1993, this is the thing I want to throw up about Fleetwood Mac reforming to perform at the Bill Clinton inauguration. Yikes. Don't Stop was their campaign song, gag. And actually, they reformed for a while. They've reformed a couple times since then. In fact, are they together now, Fleetwood Mac, aren't they, I think?
I don't know. I think that possibly could happen. But there's a little piece of trivia about Stevie Nicks that I was looking up today.
Oh, what's that?
The rumor is that she did so much blow that she couldn't do it up her nose anymore, so she had to put it
in. I heard that rumor. I know what you're about to say.
Her butthole.
Yeah.
She denied it finally because it got so persistent.
She did?
Yeah. That
she actually addressed the rumor?
She had, Yeah, and that shaky voice of hers.
Wow. Yeah,
my butthole.
It's funny. Every time I see her, she looks much better than I think she should look.
I know. She sounds like the blow she did. Yeah.
Yeah, she sounded like the biggest female blowhound I've ever heard of.
Right.
I mean, there's guys who will just do it for days on end, but not that many. I mean, yeah. I'm sure women have done their share, but wow. Yeah. And then she got addicted to Klonopin. I think she used Klonopin to get off blow, and then she got addicted to Klonopin.
God, two ends of the spectrum.
I know. Klonopin doesn't even sound that good.
Oh, no.
Is that anti-anxiety?
Yeah, and you're just kind of a zombie.
Her celebrity net worth, by the way, $75
million. Oh, wow.
She can afford a new nose, whatever she needs.
Remember the South Park
butthole? Yeah, good point, Jay. I don't know what a new butthole costs, but she can afford it.
Can you do butthole transplants?
That's funny.
They put a stoma in.
Should ask Dr. Roche.
You need a new butthole, right?
How dedicated are you to a drug when you've destroyed your nose to the point that I can't store anything in my nose anymore, and you put it in your butt? I mean, that's really, let's face it, you can't do it with anyone else. You can only do it when you're alone. I mean, unless she goes,
says
hey,
who?
Excuse me a second, this is kind of gross, but I can only do this in my ass. Do you mind? No problem, Steven. We'll share myself.
She just spreads her cheeks.
Oh, my God.
Yikes.
Well, never mind.
We've heard about alcohol, people taking alcohol shots in their ass.
So you don't get the calories.
And they get incredibly drunk.
Here's the technical aspect that I don't understand about that, though. The butthole usually issues something that goes out and would blow it away.
There's gravity.
Not always.
I guess you could absorb it. You could... If you're just sitting in the right position,
I've heard there's a lot of nerve endings down there.
There are. Apparently there are.
I can't remember where I've heard that or how often.
1998, Carl Perkins wrote Blue Suede Shoes. The first million seller on Sun Records died at the age of 65. This is a bad day for rock and roll death. 2001, British Press reports for the first time that there was a billionaire in the pop music world, and it was Paul McCartney, who got there thanks to the Beatles' One album, which I think has sold 30 million copies or something. It's their biggest seller. And then 2006 on this day, Wicked Wilson Pickett, who had 15 top 40 hits, including Mustang Sally, Midnight Hour, Everybody Needs Somebody to Love. He died following a heart attack at the age of 64. Denny Doherty, the Mamas and the Papas, died on this day in 2007 at 66. And Aerosmith's Steven Tyler debuted as a judge on American Idol on this day in 2011. Oh, wow. Ugh.
Yeah.
Who was that? Who was the judge with him? Was that J-Lo?
Yeah.
Yeah, J-Lo was on. And Randy, I think. Boy, that was. They must have paid him a lot of money.
Oh, yeah.
Can't imagine why else he would have done that.
Did you see.
Funny at times?
Yeah, he was okay. It worked out okay.
But he made them so mad in Aerosmith.
I know. God, yeah, they hated it. I could see that.
Did you see J-Lo won some award at People's Choice?
Yeah. I did watch that part last night.
What the hell is she in? I didn't even know she was on a TV show.
Yeah,
she's on a show.
Cop show.
It's a drama show. Yeah, it's a cop show.
Well, that's ridiculous.
I know.
J-Lo is a cop?
Yeah, that
is
really picture it.
Enough!
It seems like if J-Lo has a TV show, I would know about it. And when she was nominated, I was like, she has a show?
Exactly.
You just said the same thing.
Well, she's got to be embarrassed by it.
Show too? Oh, yeah, that's right.
So Jennifer Lopez is at Ray Liotta's level now?
I guess so.
Don't you think that bothers the shit out of her?
Huh. Celebrity net worth $340 million.
Oh,
she doesn't need to do it. Then why is she doing it?
Keep her acting chops sharp.
To get away from Casper, the friendly weasel. Friendly mooch. Casper the friendly mooch.
A weasel.
2014, Bruce Springsteen entered, he had his 10th number one album, which is pretty rare, actually, High Hopes. And birthdays, Phil Everly would be 78 if only he was alive. Janis Joplin would be 74. Isn't that a weird thing of Janis Joplin being 74? She died at 27. She's been dead twice as long as she's been alive, practically. Dolly Parton, 71. And Robert Palmer would be 68. He died 14 years ago.
Yeah.
How did Robert Palmer die? He looked healthy as hell, didn't he?
He was addicted to love.
I didn't even know he overdosed on love.
Yeah. Oh, I'm sorry.
I didn't even know he was dead.
It was rehab that killed him.
What other big songs did Robert Palmer have? That's like the only song I think of.
No, he had another one.
He had a few. Can We Still Be Friends? Did he do that?
He had another one that was pretty much the same video as a different one.
Oh, Power Station?
I think he was in that.
The Duran Duran guys?
Yeah.
Robert Palmer? I'm not sure. But, it was a terrible song.
Simply Irresistible.
Oh, yeah.
That video and Addicted to Love are like the same thing.
Bad Case of Loving You.
Yeah, right. Bad Case of Loving You.
That was him too?
Yes. Yeah, that was his first hit, I think.
He has kind of a five head.
Yeah, he does. He had a lot of hair. I didn't even know he's... What did he die of?
He had a heart attack, I think. Wait.
Really? Yeah. Yeah. In his Paris hotel room at 54.
Well.
And to think he had one that he couldn't even, you know, go to the hospital and recover from.
Yeah.
Must be some bad genes.
Right. God, he'd be out on tour now, raking it in, wouldn't he?
He probably would be. He might be on one of those group
tours,
though.
Yeah.
I'm not sure he has the cachet to do it by himself.
No, heck no. Hey, I like Duran Duran.
No, I know, but he did, you know, a lot of stuff.
Oh, yeah, this Power Station, Get It On, Bang A Gong. He's in this band.
Oh.
Isn't this his voice? I'm pretty sure.
I kind of like this version. And T-Rex.
I just brought up Simply Irresistible on my phone. Look at the picture.
Oh, yeah. That was the image.
One of those chicks.
Right. He's like getting down on the guitar there.
John and Andy Taylor from Duran Duran. Tony Thompson. I think I like the original better.
Yeah.
T-Rex. Can you play the T-Rex version, Jay?
It's nice that they brought it back, though. I mean...
Yeah, I agree. That was a cool song. That was Mark Bolan's only American hit.
I know.
He was huge in England.
I know.
Huge.
He has a really cool history, too.
Yeah, I agree.
Really good story, but...
You know, and when he started going downhill, and he died at 27, I think, or 28.
Yeah.
When he started going downhill in the charts, it happened real fast. He had like five or six straight number ones, and all of a sudden, he couldn't get arrested. Yeah. And he got a TV show. And he was having all the big artists on his TV show, and it was kind of cool. It was sort of like, did you ever see Elvis Costello's talk show?
No, I didn't. That had to have been a minute, right?
It was about 2 years, I think.
So
they did like 10 shows a year.
On the BBC?
It was actually aired over here on one of the movie channels.
Oh, really?
I can't remember which channel, but it was really fucking good.
Oh, because Elvis
is brilliant.
Because he played
with everyone, yeah.
Oh, and he,
his knowledge of all his guests was incredible.
He's a cool dude.
He's a really cool guy.
Oh, yeah. I do like this one.
I like the guitar sound better is why I like it. Mark showing dirty pictures.
Yeah.
How did I know that?
You have to watch Hulk leaning into his computer. I've seen a few things.
I can tell when Jay's getting a little bored and he starts going freelancing a little bit online. He always gets my attention. Why wasn't T-Rex bigger over here?
I don't know. I mean, this is...
Once you get the one hit, it seems like, once you break and you're British, it seems like you're off and running, but it didn't happen.
Like, he was cool, Donovan was cool. I mean, it seemed like the whole same group, right?
Yeah.
Were they in the same era?
He was really bigger than so many of those guys. Like, I don't know, even maybe... He was bigger than Donovan in the UK. He was probably bigger than... He's probably up there with Bowie and Queen. I mean, that big for that period. I mean, it was a brief period. It was like 5 years, but then sort of went off the tracks.
He's a consummate rock star, too. I used to have one of his T-shirts.
Oh, yeah. He was very, he very much played the role, including crashing his car and dying.
Yes, true. Big finish. Wow. Yeah.
Yeah, I actually like this version a lot. I haven't heard it in a long time.
What does this song mean?
Get it on.
Okay.
Bang a gong.
Oh, okay.
Get it on, man. Come on. Hell, I don't know.
See Betty White celebrating her 95th birthday the other day?
Yes. How exciting.
More importantly, I was totally wrong, Drew.
What?
When I said, how far into the podcast till Tom wishes Betty White a happy birthday? And he never did it yesterday.
What? I know.
I thought for sure he would have.
He also did not mention that Jaime from Get Smart died.
Jaime died, I know.
I love
tweeted
Jaime.
It out. I saw your tweet.
Did you tweet out? Yes, you tweeted did. Jaime's death? Yeah. I should have tweeted that. I thought Jaime was the funniest thing on the show.
I know. He's great, wasn't he?
Yeah, he's a robot.
He's a stand-up comic.
And the only episode I can really remember on that show, oh, in real life he was a stand-up comic?
Yeah.
I didn't know that.
For a while? Yeah.
The only episode I really remember is when Jaime was in the Olympics and he threw the discus out of the arena. It's like the only one I remember because I thought it was so, I was a kid and I thought, wow, that's so cool. Ridiculous.
I think he was in the recent Get Smart, the movie.
Was he?
Was?
I think he reprised his role as Jaime. Although, how do they explain him being old? An old robot?
Yeah, that's true.
But, yeah.
I don't know. we haven't really talked about, and you know, I'm really disinclined to talk about this, but I feel sort of guilty that I haven't mentioned that George H.W. Bush, who may be on his deathbed, he's in ICU.
Yeah, wow.
And Barbara's in there too.
Oh, man.
But it's like, I don't know why. I don't care until the people die. It's
Barbara's
like,
out, though, isn't she?
Is she out of the hospital?
Yeah.
Okay.
She ripped the IV on and said, get me out of here, and just walked out.
I believe that.
I honestly thought I heard that she was out.
Well, good.
Bushy Senior or whatever.
He seems pretty cooked.
Yeah, it's sad.
I mean, what happened fast, too, because, you know, remember he's jumping out of planes and...
Yeah, like a couple weeks
jumping.
Ago. Well,
okay,
he wasn't falling.
Jumping. He was attached to somebody. All right.
I was laughing at, I gotta find it, but it looked like NBC's Nightly News. They had a story on Trump using his Twitter account still. And they showed a kid that apparently he blocked.
Oh, right.
Wait,
he blocked someone?
Yeah, I had no idea.
I didn't think he did that.
I didn't think he did either, but did you wonder like what he would have blocked him
yeah,
for?
Yeah, what the hell did this kid do?
I gotta find the story.
I made some snide remark.
Oh, I'm sure.
Is he going to call the kid overrated?
This 8-year-old's overrated.
Remember, how old is this kid?
Remember he retweeted the 16-year-old?
That was hilarious. I mean, that was just damn funny.
I was also laughing, too. He had the tweet, I think yesterday, where he's writing his inaugural address in Mar-a-Lago. And people immediately pointed out, A, that he's writing it with a Sharpie, which they thought was hilarious. And B, that the desk he's at... is the reception desk at Mar-a-Lago. And people posted pictures from the Mar-a-Lago site of the receptionist sitting at that desk doing her job.
I love the idea that if you go into Mar-a-Lago, you see Donald Trump working on a speech at the reception
desk.
Someone helps you right next to him.
There's a lot of funny memes, though, using that picture. Just like what he's really writing. Yeah, this person, give this nice lady her desk back. It looks like she has actual work to do. Okay, it's the same desk.
Doesn't he have a desk? Do you think he doesn't have a desk in that?
I would think.
You know, I thought that was odd too. It's like, why would he? So he'd just go, I need to use a reception desk for this picture. It just seems
for
weird.
The optics.
He'd have his own place. You'd think he'd have a beautiful desk.
Well, he has that golden apartment where everything.
I know, which is like golden. I couldn't stand living there. I could never relax in a place like that.
Yeah, it's pretty unfortunate.
You know, I thought this was kind of weird. I guess it isn't. It's probably pretty normal for now. But, you know, you never think of, at least in recent years, especially because the Clintons always were so adamant about how they didn't have any money. You know, oh, we're not rich people. I know, it's such a lie. They were so loaded within a year of being out of the president's office. But generally speaking, you know, I don't think the president is making that much money because they make $450,000, which used to be $250,000 until just a few years ago.
Yeah.
I mean, it seems so weird to think of, like, George Bush making $250,000 a year for that job.
Wait a second. They get public housing. I mean, they don't pay for anything.
I know.
Public housing.
I got to think
public
about
housing.
That. But still, you know, at $450,000, you're only really making $225,000 because you get about half cut in taxes. Probably get 1099 for a lot of that free shit.
Clinton had a book before he went in. We know Obama had two books before he went in. They got
but
a lot
they
of
gave
money.
They give most of the money to charity.
Everything you do, like you can write off, though, because it's your job living in that house.
Yeah,
and non-refundable. Move you make.
Well, the only point I was going to make was when I saw Obama moving into this house, I was like, wow, that's a really nice house. And it's $4.3 million. I thought, $4.3 million, really? Seems a little, I mean, for a guy who railed against the 1% about not paying your share and all of that, I mean, he's clearly in the 1% now.
Yeah,
And but making $450 a year, it's not that much. I wouldn't think a guy making $450 for 7 or 8 years would buy a $4.3 million house. But then again, he probably has a book on.
He's made money in other ways, hadn't he? Before he got in,
I don't think he was that loaded when he got
not
in the White
from
House.
The book, The Audacity of Hope. I thought that was
really
bad. I thought he had two separate books.
I thought they gave a lot of that money away, but maybe he didn't.
Well, they probably did, but, you know.
I thought Michelle was the wage earner. She made more money than him.
Yeah, because she worked for a medical company. Didn't she work for a hospital? Wasn't she an administrator at a hospital when he was a senator, I believe?
I just remember seeing the clip of them on 60 Minutes when she was kind of acting like she was the breadwinner. By the way, she seemed so much bitchier back then in those old clips. Did you notice that in 60 Minutes?
I don't think she wanted him to run for president.
I don't think she did either.
Yeah.
And I remember when she said, I'm trying to remember the event when she said, this is the first time I've been proud to be an American. It was like, oh, well excuse me, bitch. I know your life was that tough.
Here's the guy that Trump blocked on Twitter, this kid.
Okay.
Personal account, and since President Obama's tweets will be archived under a new handle, POTUS44, Trump will take over the official POTUS account, too.
Well, with
its nearly 14 million followers watching every word.
He's not. He's
140
both,
characters at a time. Hallie Jackson, NBC News.
Shit. Sorry, I thought I had it cued.
His own.
An uncued
don't
tape?
Like Trump's use of. So
go home to mommy.
platform. And now, big bullseye.
All of those accounts are vulnerable to hackers. That account will be a high target.
Donald Trump's online voice, sometimes sarcastic, sometimes self-congratulatory, has seemed less predictable than, say, President Obama's, meaning a hacker could tweet something outrageous, but perhaps believable.
One tweet can move markets and start wars. So we have to be very careful that the account is secured.
So what steps should Trump take? Maybe two-factor verification, making it harder to sign in.
Now they're explaining how Twitter works to people.
Plus password security, like changing it often and using a unique one for each account. Still, nearly 7 in 10 Americans say they don't like Trump's use of Twitter. That apparently includes the future First Lady.
Where is this Brett? Sorry. I don't care about this story. I just want to see the Brett. Oh, there's the Brett.
The Brett.
You wish he'd give up.
Oh, he's Hispanic. I wonder he blocked him.
Even the president-elect himself has reservations.
I don't like tweeting. I have other things I could be doing.
His own online megaphone. Unless, of course, you've been blocked by him, like high school junior Antonio Delotero.
I call him a rejected Cheeto.
Oh, yeah.
It took off.
Trump will keep that personal account.
He blocked him.
And
rejected
cheater?
Cheeto,
because
he's orange.
New handle, POTUS44.
That's what he blocked him
for. Will take over the official POTUS account, too. With its nearly 14 million
followers.
How thin Cheeto?
Blocked
in high school. 140 characters at a time.
You pussy.
Hallie Jackson, NBC News, Washington.
You're overrated, and you're blocked.
What a baby.
He did unblock him.
It took off. Oh, he unblocked him?
Yeah, he had covered that on ABC.
Got over the rejected Cheeto. Yes.
Way to hit it out of the park, Callie.
By the way, I don't think Mike Pence was too happy about the little bash outside his place last night. Did you see
that? Oh, that looked like fun, man. I'm surprised he didn't get out and go dance with those people.
The LGBT dance had a dance party.
Yeah.
LGBT had a dance party.
Oh, did you see those,
Pence's place.
See those glitter bombs they would throw?
Yes.
I thought Pence would go out there and get boogie on down for a while.
I don't know. It didn't look like Pence's kind of bash to me.
And then try to convert them all, since he believes in conversion therapy.
Downloading.
Yeah, he's trying to download what it all meant. He's a robot.
Yeah, he does. I mean, he's about as robot looking as anybody.
Mm-hmm.
Did you see the avalanche today?
Oh, yeah. My God.
The snow avalanche? Jesus Christ. 30 people are under there. Do you know if they find anybody alive?
I don't think so.
I mean, it didn't look good, but you never know in an avalanche. And then was it Iraq or Iran that had the fire where the building collapsed on 9/11?
Oh,
holy
God.
Shit. 30 firemen.
Serious issue, Shell. I thought that was their tallest building.
Oh.
How tall was it?
I don't know. It looked like a piece of
though. It did not look like a tall building. I thought the same thing when I saw it.
Really, Tehran? That's the best you could do for a skyscraper?
The entire country, right?
And now it's gone.
At least in Tehran, yeah.
Well, what's
capital,
bigger than Tehran?
Yeah.
I mean,
I don't know.
I wondered the same thing.
When they said that was their biggest building. Really?
And also,
it looked like it was built out of cinder blocks.
The other thing was, you know, when our Twin Towers went down, they had a jet that cut it in half, basically. That was just a fire in their building. Do buildings normally collapse from a fire?
If you've seen Loose Change, no.
What?
The conspiracy? That's the big conspiracy, that a fire wouldn't make the building collapse.
Oh, well... But we also had two jets.
Yes, of course.
That was pretty significant.
No, if it's built like a jet piece of crap in Tehran, a fire's going to take it down.
Well, if it is cinder block, though, it just doesn't seem like that would collapse. It would just char.
I was just kind of surprised that just a fire would take a building down.
I wonder if the building materials weren't up to code.
Yeah, probably.
Well, that's always a possibility.
Did you ever see those big fires they had like in Doha or Abu Dhabi, those massive skyscrapers? You ever seen those big fires?
Yeah.
A lot of the reasoning is because they went, the construction they used are like these cheap composite type outside thing, you know, just stuff that wouldn't be up to code here.
Right.
So they burn up super quick and really fast, and it's been a problem so much that they've had to change them. So I don't know if the one in Tehran was made with the same crap.
Oh, like, maybe so.
Did you hear about the 4-year-old girl who's read 1,000 books, supposedly?
Fake!
Mark, I'm not kidding you. I think this story is bullshit. I want book reports on all these books from this amazing kid.
There is no way.
The kid should be able to write the book reports in a week if it can read 1,000 books in 3 years or whatever.
I mean, are they
counting... Which 1,000 books?
Are they counting board books?
That's a good question.
Yeah. I mean, what books are they counting?
Is it Green Eggs and Ham?
Probably.
That's a,
Green
that's
Eggs
a,
and Ham 50 times.
That's a long book. Green Eggs and Ham.
I know.
Used to have it memorized.
She would read literally every day about 15 to 20 minutes a day.
That's it?
By the time she was 18 or 19 months, we realized she could read a lot of the words, and we kind of took it from there. By the time she turned 3, she was reading books on her own. The little girl signed up for the Georgia 1,000 Books Before Kindergarten program. Program? How many kids can do this? But ticked all the books off her list before preschool. She hopes to have read 1,500 by the time she starts kindergarten this autumn. Oh, bullshit. Well, I want book reports.
I bet your reading comprehension is garbage.
I want to see this kid quizzed on these books. What is this? I ain't buying this for a second.
No, not at all.
Go, dog, go.
That's a terrible book.
Put me in the zoo. What? You don't like Go, Dog, Go?
I don't. I don't like the...
What's Go, Dog, Go?
It's just a kid's book.
It's like a quasi Dr. Seuss book.
Yeah.
It's a knockoff. Charlotte's into the Berenstain Bears, and I hate them. Hate them. Too tall. Oh, fucking too tall.
Did we talk about Alanis Morissette on the podcast?
No.
We did. Okay.
No.
For a business manager, admits stealing $4.8 million from her.
Yeah.
I always want to know, how many million does she have left? Can they tell us that when they... Because they always tell us these celebrities are getting ripped off, but I want to know, do they have something left, or are they starting over?
I thought it was pretty amazing that he stole it. Like from 2010 to 2014. So she obviously made wise investments. It's not like she's been out there making music, has she?
Not really.
Not hits, anyway.
She came out for the 20th
Celebrity
anniversary.
Celebrity net worth
45.
Oh, okay.
So that's nothing. Oh. I mean, no big deal.
He only stole 10%.
I'm not going to feel sorry for her.
Well, that's why she's so bitter all the time in her songs.
Yeah, she can write a song about it now. She's the original Taylor Swift.
Yeah, she might make a hit out of this.
You know, it's weird that she was once married to Ryan Reynolds.
She was?
Really,
she
briefly.
Married?
Really? Wasn't it really brief?
Yeah. I always thought that was a weird marriage.
It's weird she went down on Dave Coulier in a theater.
Oh, that's true.
That's even weirder. Definitely. I cannot picture with Dave Coulier. That seemed... I mean, did she like his voices and stuff?
It was funny.
Because she doesn't seem like the type that would dig that. You know, I don't want to hear any of your voices. I want you to stop doing your voices, Dave. Yes.
Maybe that's
we talk about serious topics around here.
Maybe that's what he liked about her. Maybe he didn't have to do all the voices around her.
The nude pregnant pictures underwater.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, she's a little too open for me.
She is.
We wouldn't last long. Yeah. I mean, not that she wouldn't kick me out. I'm not saying that, but...
I mean, her music is good, but... You know, it seemed like she was pissed about everything, so...
You know, I saw her...
It's not going to make it better.
I saw a picture of her online in relation to this story, and she had short hair. It turned out the picture was from, like, 2009. She had short hair for a while. She looked really good.
Did she?
Yeah, the long hair look. I just think...
Bohemian
she's one of these people
looking.
With the wrong hairstyle, and she seems to always keep that look,
she's
and it's the wrong
bad.
Look.
She's not bad looking.
No, I thought she... But I thought cute. She looked a lot cuter with the short hair. You know, not that short hair. It was different. It was like, maybe like that. That looks
good. Oh, there's her.
That's really good there.
Oh, whoa.
That looks good. You like that, Jay?
She seems like she's pretty, earthy.
Yeah, too earthy.
Yeah, huge.
I wanted to be less earthy.
Huge.
But this guy said he was moving money all over the place and claimed that he was investing in pot farms, right?
Yeah.
Really? Mm-hmm.
So he goes to jail for 4 to 6 years. He has to pay $8.2 million in restitution. But I always go, well, how does he pay restitution? He's in jail. I mean, none of these people never get paid back, do they?
Maybe he paid him back with more money that he stole. Someone else.
I'm just trying to figure out how these celebrities, they seem to invest with small investment houses or like one, you know, those one shop or one person investment types. And that's one of the only ways you can get really ripped off.
Mm-hmm.
Wouldn't you think that these people would be with big investment houses?
You would think,
although
yeah.
they do have enough money that it almost doesn't matter. They can always make more, I suppose. But it just seems like ever since Madoff and all those Ponzi schemes that happened around that time, Trudy's making a really funny face. What was that all about?
I was reading some of the emails that I get.
Oh, your email. Your personal email?
Yeah.
Ooh, that must have been a stinker.
Oh, yeah. I'm having a Mazaway moment.
Oh, okay.
This guy that
Trudy's in her phone. What?
This guy that stole the money from her, though, wasn't an investment. He was her manager or ex-manager.
But how does he have access to her money?
Maybe they pay him and then he pays her and he was siphoning some off. I don't know.
He was taking care of her.
Oh, he did it.
Her pretty adult nanny.
Funky arrangement there. This seems to happen so much in entertainment and actually with athletes, too. That Ricky Williams story.
Yeah.
That woman who wanted to invest because I'm an investment wizard and I don't like seeing athletes get ripped off, so I'll invest your money for you. I won't charge you a cent. And what do you know? She rips him off. She rips Dennis Rodman off. And she's in court right now. But it just, I guess I don't, I'm surprised these people find it. Well, first of all, they invest in businesses, many of them.
Yeah.
Like Cecil Fielder invested in classic cars. We've talked about this before. And when you run into that kind of a chunk of money, I would just think you just buy a bunch of CDs and make a few hundred thousand a year off your simple investment. Don't risk your capital.
Yeah.
Greed.
Your equity. Yeah, greed. Exactly. Greed. It's got to
be. I wonder if boredom plays into it sometimes, too. Like,
yeah. Hey, a restaurant with my name on it?
Exactly.
Oh, my God. For only $1 million? Oh, is that cool? I'll eat there. I'll eat great meals every day.
Most
I'll employ
people.
My friends.
Yeah. Don't you think that's part of it?
Yeah, it is, I suppose.
So that's your just, financial advice is no one-trick pony. Always go with a bigger.
I think so. You know, like Morgan Stanley or...
Okay.
How can you go wrong?
Lehman Brothers, AIG,
Lehman Brothers,
maybe.
Fidelity. Oh, yeah, AIG, sure. Lehman Brothers.
I was just trying to name
but at least you're insured.
Are gone. Sure.
You're insured,
sure.
Though.
Yeah.
I mean, how much... I wonder how insured someone is in a case like this. I would imagine the money's gone.
Well, she's suing him, but yeah, I don't think this guy's going to have the money to pay her back.
No. And all those investment houses that just were probably 3 or 4 people houses. I know the one in Connecticut that was so big, they invested billions for people. They just basically took people's money and went to Madoff.
Yeah.
And their job was to vet any investments that they made on behalf of their people, so they didn't vet them at all. They just were so... In fact, in the movie, they showed that part where this guy's like, oh, come on. Come on, Bernie. When are you going to let us in that fund? And Bernie's like, oh, I don't think so. I really don't have room for anybody else right now. And then
that's
one day,
what made him a great con man. Though.
Yeah, he was. He made people desperate to be in there.
Yeah.
That's why the position is always so good. If you really kind of sort of don't want a job and people have to beg, eventually they're just going to go, oh, well, we'll pay you more. It's just like a boyfriend, girlfriend. Somebody always wants somebody else more. If the employee wants to work there more than the employer wants them, then of course they're not going to pay more. They know.
Did you see there's another...
Where's he going to go?
There's another Madoff movie coming out.
What?
I heard
Why?
There was one.
On HBO. The people that
What's
made...
more
the,
to explain?
Well, it's kind of a fascinating topic. And the first one
the
was...
The first one was really good. Richard Dreyfuss played him. I thought
Dreyfuss
it was really
was
good.
Great. You know who's playing him now?
Who?
De Niro.
De Niro?
You see De Niro playing Madoff, but he kind of looks like him.
They'll make it work. I mean, De Niro will make it work.
But the people that made the movie were kind of bummed because they tried shopping it to, you know, movie houses, big studios, And basically, the studios don't want to make anything unless it's like a big action movie or superhero movie.
Oh, yeah.
Right.
So they ended up going to I think it's going to be on HBO.
Oh, cool.
Yeah.
It'll be good then.
Yeah.
Did you see the most expensive home listed ever in the history of listing homes went up for sale?
Yeah. But you know, it pisses.
Ever?
Yeah.
$250 million for that place, Trudy.
Oh, what a piece of shit.
I thought so, too. Too much glass.
What is it?
But it comes with a $30 million car collection.
I know. What if you don't want cars? Exactly. I don't want 30 million cars. Yeah. How much is the insurance?
It comes with the helicopter on it, which it doesn't have a permit for takeoffs or landings. They craned that helicopter on there for the photo. So you have to get the permit.
You get the staff for 2 years. You get a 7-person staff for 2 years. But then in 2 years, you're going to be so bummed when the staff leaves.
Yeah. You have that candy room, which is totally useless. By the time you get to the bottom of any of that candy, it's going to be stale and disgusting.
I actually kind of like the candy room. Because I was hungry when I was watching the story.
It's just too much. It's just too much candy, though.
Yeah, it was like one of those candy stores with the giant dispensers with M&M's here and peanuts here and, you know, everything.
Go ahead and say the worst thing about it. I'm sure you saw GMA today.
Yeah, I did. The worst thing about it is at the end of the story, Michael Strahan speaks up, and once he was done stuttering, he goes, sorry. He goes, I sold that guy that lot. I mean, like it was just an aside.
Yeah. He said he's been to that house, too.
Yeah.
And then he was lamenting the fact that he didn't sell it for more. Well, do you know how much he made on that property?
Who, Strahan?
He bought it for $8 million, sold it a year later for $11 million to the developer. So I think he did just fine, Strahan.
Wait, he was into flipping billionaire houses?
I guess.
No, he just owned the property. He just owned the land.
No, there was a house on it.
There was a house on it?
There was a house on it. He didn't do anything to the property, though, and sold it for a year later and made $3 million on it.
Well, do you watch Million Dollar Listing ever? Do you ever watch that on Bravo?
Yeah, I've seen that show.
I love that show. I cannot believe there's people who buy places and literally somebody will tell one of the realtors, I want that house. And they'll go, you know what? A guy just bought it a couple months ago, so I doubt it. And they're like, oh, shoot. Well, could you ask him? And so they'll go, you know, I got somebody who wants to buy your house. And they'll be like, well, I paid 5.2 for it. Could you give me 6.2? And he's like, well, I'll see, maybe. And they'll go back and go, you know what? He doesn't want to move, but if you'll give him 6.2, I'll give him 6.2. Yeah, we'll do it. Deal. Guy makes $1 million and he's got to find a new house.
For just $1 million more? For the inconvenience, when you hold out for?
Well, $1 million for 2 months living somewhere. Yeah. It's not bad. I mean,
well, what did he?
It just happens all the time on that show where people don't want to move, and so they just go, well, make it worth your while. I'll make it worth my while, and I'll do it. And there's some of the biggest assholes on that show, too. People who do not want to admit their house isn't worth, you know, $20 million or whatever. And people offer, like, $11.5 all cash. They're like, $11.5? This is for $20. I'm insulted. I'm not going to counter that offer. Everybody just gets so personally involved in their properties.
Huh. I was watching the last episode of Leah Remini's Scientology.
Oh, I haven't seen that
series.
Was it good?
The funniest damn thing. They had Reddit Ask Me Anything questions, so people asked, is there really a property that L. Ron Hubbard could come back to if he's ever returns to Earth?
Yeah, okay.
And
sure.
And they both said, yeah, that's true, that he has two mansions, actually.
That are empty?
And they're all stocked with cool cigarettes, because that's his favorite kind of smokes. And Tom McCann sandals, because we loved those. Like, where do they get Tom McCann sandals? There isn't a Tom McCann's anymore.
So they bought 100 pairs before they shut down?
Something like that. And they have in the grass outside of it, the cool emblem, you know, like the overlapping O's in sculptured into the lawn so that if he's flying over in his body,
oh my God,
he can see it and he'll know where to go.
Wow.
I have ever heard.
That's hilarious.
And that's supposedly
so they just throw a few $1 million on the just in case LRH is coming back.
LRH.
Yeah. And I guess
they call them that. They do.
Empty mansions just sitting there.
Did you know that
for him to come back?
The last like 10 years or might have been longer of his life, he was living on a ship in international waters because there was a pretty good chance he'd be indicted if he set foot on American soil.
Yeah, for tax evasion.
So that's why they started the Sea Org, because he wanted people serving him on his ship.
Yep.
So, I know, incredible.
He made those people work like dogs, too.
It's disgusting. That show is...
At least he paid him a good wage, right?
Oh, yeah, what, a buck an hour or something, 40 cents an hour.
Serious issue,
I don't understand how they get away with that.
He could have used some of that Zoom teeth whitening technology.
Absolutely. I know he wasn't the best. If he was really the important religious figure that they said he was, you'd think he'd look a little better. I don't know.
He was stuffed with thetans.
Yes.
Yeah.
Did you guys see the story about Mark Zuckerberg?
What now?
He's being ragged because apparently he doesn't use Facebook himself. But he's got like 12 people updating his profile all day.
Oh, really?
I mean, his page is apparently really busy. It looks like he's on there constantly, but it's not him.
Oh. Can you go to his page, Mark?
Sure.
I want to see what.
Are we forced to be
friends
with him?
I want to see that.
I mean, do you have to be friends with him, like Tom on MySpace?
Oh, probably.
Remember Tom?
Not everybody can just look at Zuck's page.
I bet you can. There's a lot of really funny stuff in this little story, too, about how it's just somebody's just really not very pleased with Mark Zuckerberg. And they point out that he's basically traveling the earth, supposedly doing all these good deeds.
Yeah.
But he takes multiple photographers with him.
Really?
Who are constantly taking pictures of his good deeds, like... Here he is planting trees.
Oh, geez.
And they release this shit to, you know, news outlets all over the world. Oh, Mark Zuckerberg's in town planting trees. Isn't he wonderful?
Well, it's interesting, though, because I typed in his name to Google, and the first thing that popped up is that he's suing hundreds of Hawaiians to force them to sell property to
yes.
Him.
You know what? That story is really deceptive, I think. I'm going to stand up for Mark Zuckerberg, and I would not normally do that.
His last Facebook post is about it, so go ahead.
Here's Mark Zuckerberg... jogging through Beijing.
Oh,
what do you know? And there he is with the Pope.
He's at the front too.
Yes,
he runs faster than all the rest of the people.
Of course, he's
in
first place.
Oh, he's with the Pope.
He's in first place.
He's everywhere. Yeah, it's a race. It's always a race with Mark Zuckerberg.
The photography involved with that too. Somebody had to be way back. And
yeah, that's a pretty. I mean,
frame the photo.
There's a bunch of pictures in here, and they're all kind of like that.
Oh, he's playing virtual reality.
Yeah,
it's
he's looking at porn. Of course, he is. Just like Brandon is right now.
Oh,
it's his new VR. That thing about Hawaii, okay.
Yeah, what's the deal?
He owns property that ancestral Hawaiians have ownership rights to, meaning they can walk on it, like they can walk on his beach whenever they want. And there's a value to that. And it's, you know, depending on how you feel, what's that worth? The right for them to walk on this, you know, a few nice beaches. It's probably worth something. Anyway, he's going to way overpay them. He's going to probably give them a chunk of money that they could never get anywhere else for that because he wants it all himself. He wants his privacy. He wants those people to fuck off his beach. So to get them to fuck off his beach, he's going to give them more than they'd ever get from anyone else. Yeah. So it's a chance for those people to cash in. But a lot of people are saying, yes, but these are ancient Hawaiian families, and we want them to maintain their ancestral rights. Well, they don't really care about their ancestral rights as much as they let on, apparently, because they're negotiating some pretty good money from Zuckerberg. And
so it's like the Descendants?
Yeah, it's a lot like
the Descendants. The plot of the Descendants,
really. It's the exact plot.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, with Clooney.
Yep. Mm-hmm. Did you like that movie?
Loved it.
That was pretty good, too.
That was really good.
What did you think of the Bradley Cooper movie, by the way, that Hawaii movie where he's that chick who's in the military, Bill Murray's in it?
That's the one that Emma Stone got a bunch of shit for playing an Asian, right?
Yes.
You know what? I never saw it. Was it good? Was it stupid?
I thought it was stupid, to be honest. I don't know why. Did you see it, Trudy?
No.
I can't think of the name of it.
Aloha.
Aloha, yeah.
It looks dumb.
Yeah.
Emma Stone. Wait a second. There's another cute chick in that movie who is Bradley Cooper's ex from when they were much younger, and she married John Krakowski from The Office.
As if.
Really?
I know. Rachel McAdams. Yeah, it's Rachel McAdams, exactly. Oh. And so then Bradley shows up, and she's got two kids now with their new guy, and so it's this weird thing where...
It's blown out.
Oh, my old boyfriend, what could have been, and I don't know. I just thought it was dumb. And the Emma Stone role, I didn't really understand what her point in the movie was. I just thought the whole movie was stupid.
Saved me, how much is it on
2 hours.
Apple TV?
Well,
$5.99 probably.
Do you have Apple TV?
I do have.
Have you seen any good movies lately?
I've watched more series TV. I think movies
What are your favorite series?
Well, I watched The Sopranos, as you know, Joey.
Oh, yeah,
and
that's
watching
right.
It at the same time.
Yep.
And How I Met Your Mother, I like that one.
It's they won again on the People's Choice Awards last night.
Oh, they did?
10th straight year they've won.
How in the hell haven't they been off the air for a couple of years? Oh my God.
Are they off the air? They won last night. They won for favorite series, didn't they, Mark?
I didn't see that.
They were all up on stage at the end of the show.
Really?
Right before Johnny Depp, by the way, which was fake.
How I Met Your Mother was not Big Bang Theory.
Oh, it's Big Bang Theory.
Okay.
I'm sorry.
I honestly have no idea.
I don't know either show.
That,
I mixed those two
thinking.
Up. Yeah. Oh, you're right. Mark, that was brilliant.
No, I never got the Big Bang Theory. My parents
love that show. They want me to watch it.
It's a CBS. There's something about CBS TV. I just can't watch it.
That's funny. I have people wanting me to watch that show, too, and I'm very resistant.
You know, I don't know why. Actually, I've seen an episode or two, and it just...
Have either of you watched Bloodline on Netflix?
No. It's the same guys that did Damages, though. I hear it's really good.
Yeah. I watched two episodes of it Sunday night, and I was kind of interested. I don't know. I don't know if I'm ready to binge watch it, but I did like it.
I'm going to have to watch that. Yeah, I'm out of
After Tom,
it won a bunch of awards. That's why I sort of took an interest in it.
After Tom mentioned Sneaky Pete, I started reading up on it. That sounds really, really good.
Yeah. Wait, Sneaky Pete, is that on Netflix?
The one with Giovanni Ribisi and...
Oh, that's right.
And Bryan Cranston.
Yeah.
I like both of them.
Yeah.
That's funny. Apparently, Dreamweaver was playing when he was talking about it. Because I remember that, but I don't remember what he said. What's it about?
Guy named Pete.
Cranston kind of based that on this story where when he was a kid, they used to call him Sneaky Pete. But who is Ribisi is
just
like
a con man.
Weasels. Yeah. He's a world-class weasel.
So. I could see that.
Yeah. Does it seem kind of like the relationship between Bryan Cranston and... Like
that's another
thing
Tom was saying. Yeah, that's what a lot of the reviews are kind of like that.
I'm just kind of looking for something to binge watch.
Yeah, me too.
Go with that. Or Bloodline. I hear Bloodline's great.
Yeah, Bloodline, it looks good. I was just like, I was sort of on the fence with it. I've been there with a lot of series. Like, if I don't watch the first two shows and get hooked, like, what's the...
Well, The Young Pope is the new one on HBO.
Yeah.
You know about The Young Pope? Have you watched that?
I have not.
Have you watched it at all?
No, I see a lot of previews. It looks really interesting.
Are people getting sucked in?
I don't know how it's done the first... Because they did... Sunday night was the first night, and then they did episode two on Monday. And the first episode... I was just kind of like, oh, God, I don't know about this. The second one, though, was fascinating, and it's really picked up. Because I think what I thought it was going to be is something totally different, if that makes sense.
I might try that tonight, Sneaky Pete and the Young Pope.
I don't know if you're going to like the Young Pope. I don't know. It might move too slow for you.
But
Jude Law is really, really good.
Wait, is Jude Law the Young Pope?
One of our finest actors.
Yeah. I don't think I can believe that.
He smokes.
He's really good in it, though. Yeah, and then Diane Keaton's in it too. It's I don't know. I like it. I could see why people wouldn't because it does move slow.
Want to hear something really funny about Jude Law?
Julie says I don't like slow shows for some reason.
I don't either. I can't.
Once that whole unfunny thing happened with
Sean Penn
and Jude Law, I have taken that out against Jude Law. And I decided
the one person clapping.
They're too good of friends. Sean Penn's too serious, and so I probably wouldn't like Jude Law. I just decided that. And then the whole nanny thing was real stupid too.
Yeah,
that's right.
Right.
I mean, how
good actor though?
No. Yeah, he's a good actor.
He's one of our finest actors.
One of our finest actors. Sean Penn. What a humorless. How was he ever? What you call it in Fast Times at Ridgemont High?
Spicoli. I know.
Where does sense of humor go? I mean, I want him to, like, reprise that role or do a funny movie again. Come on, Sean. Lighten up.
I was watching...
You won't even talk about Ridgemont.
Let's party.
On Kimmel, last night had Bill Maher on, and they were talking about different things. And he showed these pictures. Apparently, Bill Maher plays Hawaii every New Year's Eve and New Year's Day. He plays Honolulu New Year's Eve and then Maui New Year's Day. And the two people that are always in Hawaii, he's done this, like, for the last 8 years, are Sean Penn and Eddie Vedder. They go to Hawaii to surf. But they all get together on New Year's Eve and party, and they all take the Three Stooges picture where they're stacked on top of each other.
Nice.
And in every picture, Sean Penn looks miserable in it. But he's got enough sense of humor to take the picture that it's really weird.
He's bizarre. Yeah.
His face is frozen that way, I think.
I think it's act sometimes, though.
I wonder about that. Have you seen that video of him and Kid Rock?
No.
Yeah,
it's supposed to be funny, I think. It's not that funny.
No, what is it?
No,
is this
like,
new?
Bagging on each
other. Yeah, it's kind of old. Yeah, they're bagging. I'm trying to think what are they arguing about?
Republican-Democrat. Yeah,
it's a political thing, exactly. And Kid Rock's a Republican, of course. And yeah, but it, I don't know. It didn't make me feel good about Sean Penn at all.
No, but you got
not even that great about Kid Rock. I didn't really like it for either one of them, to be honest. I wished I hadn't watched it. I wished I never ran into it. Oh, well. All right. You know, the Aaron Rodgers, there was a little story about that, too, today, which I decided to pass along because we've talked about that a lot. The family doesn't trust Olivia Munn. Supposedly, that's the whole thing. And when they told him that, he just said, fuck you.
What does that
Get
mean?
Get out of my face.
What does that mean they don't trust her?
I don't know what that means. I don't know. It just, it did
her
strike
intentions
me.
Aren't pure. She's there for the wrong
Something
reasons.
Like, yeah. Yeah, exactly. Something
the
like
other
that.
Other son was on The Fucking Bachelor. Right?
She's smart and witty and beautiful.
She's very funny,
and
yeah.
A great actress. What would be wrong with
her? She has her own money.
It's really hard to figure out. Yeah, exactly. That's one thing I'd be worried about with someone like him is somebody who just wants him for his money or his fame.
Yeah.
And when somebody else is famous, that's why so many famous people marry each other. Yeah. Because they don't have to worry about that.
Well, one of those articles was talking about how they all got together for Christmas and Aaron didn't show up. Didn't they have a football game? Right?
You mean this year?
Yes.
Yeah, of course.
Well, of course that's why he didn't show up for Christmas. He was working.
The whole idea of the empty chairs at the table.
Stupid.
No, he wouldn't be there. But yeah, they haven't been to any of his games this year. The parents haven't even gone to a Packer game. It just sounds like they're completely estranged.
It sounds like that really bothers them, too.
I'm not sure why. I understand why it is that he gets all the blame for it.
Oh, no, I blame them, it seems like, right?
Although I think it's probably both. Yeah. Something that's that stubborn has to be both people being really not giving an inch. But
this idea that fame changes people. When the one kid was on The Bachelor, the biggest fame horse show of them all.
I don't think you can tell your kid, too, that, you know, how do they know that she cannot be trusted? He knows her a lot better than they do.
He's over 30. How old is he?
He's like 35. No, it's a really stupid story. And you're right. As far as The Bachelor, I guess he's still with that chick.
Really?
Wow. Yeah.
Because she was there for all the right reasons.
She is cute. I do like. I kind of liked her.
Speaking of quarterbacks, you see Tony Romo is there for the inauguration.
Yeah. Well, is he a big Trumpolite?
I guess so.
Tony Romo?
Yeah.
I don't know much about Tony Romo.
Romo apparently backed Scott Walker for president.
Tony Romo did?
Yeah.
Wow. Hey, are we gonna run over the new energy secretary's gay past?
Oh, you want to?
Why not? Rick Perry?
Rick Perry, yeah.
The story is so weird.
I think he's sweating bullets and something's going to come out again.
I got to believe. I don't know. I don't get it. Because he's married with kids, right? He's still married, isn't
he's
he?
He's on the down low. What did you call it the other day?
The Downs low. Hugh Downs was accused of being gay.
You know,
that was the weirdest thing. Hugh Downs? I still can't get over that. I still don't know if I believe that.
I don't believe it at all.
I didn't either.
I think the guy just misunderstood.
I think so, too.
Yeah.
I think that's somebody he met.
Yeah.
I don't think it was getting gay attached to it. Once he said Paul Lynn the first time, and then Hugh Downs follows Paul Lynn, it did seem suspicious.
Well, first off, the New York Times had an article about Rick Perry being up for energy secretary. He had no idea what the energy secretary did.
For God's sakes.
Well, he wanted to eliminate the department.
No, I know. But they quoted him when he accepted the job. He thought he was going to fly around the world on behalf of energy companies, like the oil and gas.
What?
Yeah.
I wouldn't even think that. And I would never even consider being the energy secretary.
God, he's a moron.
No, he does seem so. Well, all I remember is him not being able to remember the three departments he wanted to get rid of.
Yeah.
He couldn't remember the third one.
Sorry about that now.
The quote is, he believed he was taking on a role as a global ambassador for the American oil and gas industry and that he had long championed in his home state. If you asked him on that first day,
he said
yes. He would have said, I want to be an advocate for energy, said Michael McKenna, Republican energy
lobbyist.
He thinks
he's a lobbyist.
Who advised Mr. Perry's 2016 presidential campaign and worked on Trump's transition energy department team in the early days. If you asked him now, he'd say, I'm serious about challenges facing the nuclear complex.
Do you think they'll bring up his homo past in the
you mean like James?
In the hearings?
James, a real estate agent.
Gay!
That was tracked down for a book that said he had sex with Rick Perry after responding to a Craigslist ad. The posting asked for someone willing to unlock the door, turn off the lights, and lay face down on the bed. legs a spread.
Yeah.
nice Craigslist.
Yeah.
By the way, James replied to the ad as he did as instructed. He laid on his bed in the dark. James heard someone struggling to open the door, which so far, that would seem like a Rick Perry thing, right? Struggling to open a door.
Absolutely.
Shielding his eyes, he ran out and opened the door. He jerked down his shorts. It lasted about a minute. He had a little dick. It was the worst fuck of my life. And on top of it all, he stunk because he had been jogging.
That's the only part I remember from last time.
That sounds like Rick Perry too, right? Doesn't it?
Yeah, the jogging part.
Yeah. He then pulled up his shorts and put the used condom in his pocket. As a mystery man tried to leave James's apartment, he struggled with the front door.
Oh, for God.
Of course.
He can't get out the front door? I mean, getting in maybe would be difficult, but getting out?
The man started yelling for James to help him. James! James! I can't get this door open! As James opened it, his face was illuminated and seen by James for the first time. Oh my God, thought James. I just got fucked by Rick Perry. According to the author, James said he saw a black SUV in the driveway outside his home and a man in jogging clothes with a gun drawn, allegedly a member of the security team, who became alarmed when he heard Perry yelling for help to open the door. He withdrew when he saw that Rick Perry was okay. James had told the story.
Oh, it's just another one of his gay liaisons.
Yeah. And then there's Joey the Hustler. He was a male prostitute who told friends he worked for Rick Perry, a gay businessman friend of Maxie, that's the author, emailed this to him. The whole story that I have an ex-friend who hired this kid years ago for sex and they became friends. I was out at Rain, a gay club in Austin, with my friend and we ran into this hustler kid. He very matter-of-factly stated that he had just been hired to spend the weekend at the Driscoll with Perry and an assistant of Perry's. Yeah, he was nonchalant about it and said that it happened 3 or 4 times a year, and he gave some sexual details about Rick Perry and the other guy. This was in the 2000s, maybe the 03.
Did he mention him stinking or having a small dick?
No.
Not being able to open a door.
Being a bad fuck? Yeah. Not being able to open the door. What a funny characteristic that would be.
Like every time you see him now, like when
he's struggling with a door.
He's leaving the hearings, he can't open the door. Joey, the hustler, and engaged in months-long dance to try and get him to go on record. Oh, that's trying to get his story for the book.
Pretty small penis, huh?
The longest standing rumor about Rick Perry is that his wife Anita caught him sleeping with his Secretary of State Jeff Connor and threatened a divorce. Maxie said that Maxie said that he and the reporter drove to Connor's house to confront him, and here's what Connor said. I'm no longer a public official, and I don't care to comment on that. I suggest you ask Rick Perry.
Why did they all talk like Greg Abingham?
I don't know.
I'd rather he was uncomfortable than me with this conversation.
Apparently there were reports that
the same thing.
A gay mall rat who always wore fancy clothes and jewelry called Rick Perry his sugar daddy.
What?
And Perry had an affair with a disgraced gay former legislator who had been convicted for misappropriation of funds.
So what does he want a wife for?
There also exists a photo of Perry and the convicted legislator together shirtless in a field of blue bonnets. Perry also attended a gay party with a friend who, quote, had his pinky finger hooked into Perry's belt loop all night long.
Yeah.
And that Rick Perry fired 3 gay staff members in a house cleaning after rumors first emerged with Connor, Secretary of State. Name of that book is Head Figurehead.
Head Figurehead?
Yeah. The search for the hidden life of Rick Perry.
Oh, boy.
Well, we heard about the guy that knew him and said that he just loves dancing, and he was on Dancing
with
the Stars.
Oh, yeah.
And he had all those ROTC graduates, and he gave a nice speech. And he said, by the end of that, we're going to find out who the best dancer here is. And they all kind of laughed. And he was real. And 30 minutes later, they had a dance contest. Wow. Impromptu dance contest led by Rick Perry.
Think he was better than Ricky Gervais in The Office?
No one is.
That's one of the funniest scenes in the history of television, if you ask me. Did you see The British Office, Trudy?
You know, that's the other thing I'm going to have to binge watch. For years, people have been telling me.
It's so good!
Years.
It's so good.
And you know what? I've had this sort of like sense that I haven't seen Ricky Gervais in a long time, and I love him.
That's, to me, that's the penultimate Ricky Gervais is the original Office. Is there anything better of Ricky Gervais? He does a lot of great things, but is that the best?
I like the podcast that he did with Steven and Carl.
I know a lot of people like it.
And they turn that into a cartoon for
HBO. I mean, that's him.
Being him.
Yeah. Which is fun, too.
Extras is really good. Yeah. What'd you say?
I was just going to say the extras.
I didn't think Extras was as good as The Office. I thought it was good, though.
Really?
Very good.
Yeah. Oh boy, that's tough. That's tough. I guess probably The Office because it was first in a way.
Yeah, it was. I'll never forget watching it the first time. It was just one of those things. You want so much more because there was only one season. There are two seasons or one? Was it
The Office? Yeah, how many episodes? One, right,
yeah, just one season. That's right.
Of The British Office.
Yeah, it's like nine episodes, and then there's an extra episode, which is really funny. It's after he's left the job, and he keeps coming into the office anyway.
What's the liar movie he did?
Oh,
with Rob? Was it Rob Lowe?
Wow, you know I.
You know what I'm talking
about?
I
didn't remember Rob Lowe being in it, but I remember the movie. I saw it.
The Invention of Lying.
Yeah.
Jennifer Garner.
That's a really funny
movie. Yeah, when everyone believes he's always telling the truth, when he's lying. Yeah, that was a funny movie.
He basically created lying.
Yeah.
That was a good movie. That had a deep point.
Oh, you know what else they produce that's really good is the one with Warwick Davis, the little guy, the dwarf. What was it? Life's Too Short. Did you ever see Life's Too Short?
I did. Yep.
Oh, it's so goddamn good.
It's good, too. It is.
Him and Steven wrote it, and they're barely in it, but it's about Warwick Davis being Warwick Davis and trying to get work as an actor, but he's a dwarf.
I kind of want to watch Extras over now because I... Did you see Extras?
No. I've seen nothing, apparently.
you would like Extras. Extras. Extras is the one that had Bowie on it.
Yeah, that's when Bowie sings a song about me, about being fat.
Chubby
little loser.
Oh, yeah.
That's a great scene.
That was so funny, though, because Bowie, it just, for Bowie to come up with that song, first of all, was incredible. I mean, he just obviously went with it and had a ball with it, and he sounds so good. I mean, it's just like a really good Bowie melody, but it's a joke song.
Yeah. And he's the butt of the joke. Ricky Gervais is the butt of the joke.
That's totally.
So awesome about it. And I love Stephen Merchant being his agent.
His manager.
Yeah, his manager. He's just the worst.
He's horrible.
He's the worst.
It's basically he's an extra. He plays an extra in everything, but he's the extra who always wants to do too much.
Oh, okay.
Like he'll blurt out a line. And they're like, hey, wait, what are you doing? What do you mean? What's the matter? And the premise is really funny, and the show is funny, too. Who's the girl in that show?
I don't know who she is or what she's done good. Since then. But remember, he ends up writing a TV show.
Oh, there's Bo. You got Bo. Jay's got
Bo.
Oh, no,
I do remember this
movie. He becomes
the
star of it, but he loathes it because he's got the catchphrase.
Oh, now I do.
When the whistle blows is the show within the show.
Chubby little loser.
Chubby little loser, national joke. No, not chubby little loser. No. Pathetic little fat man.
I love Barry too.
No one's bloody laughing. The clown that no one laughs at. They all just wish he died. He's so depressed at being useless. The fat man takes his own life. So depressed and being hated, Fatty takes his own life.
Fatso.
Yeah, let's go with Fatso. Fatso takes his own life. He blows his bloated face off.
No.
He blows his stupid brains out.
That's what I'd probably miss.
Yes, Linda, I like that.
Yeah, so do I. It's brilliant, Linda.
He sold his soul for a shard of fame. Catchphrase and wig and the jokes are lame. He's got no style. He's got no grace. He's banal and facile. He's a fat waste of space.
Yeah. Everybody sing that last line. One, two, three.
He's banal and facile. He's a fat waste of space. See his pop, no space. Pop, 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 pop. Again. See his pop.
Ricky's just getting more and more bummed as the song's going on.
And his girlfriend's sitting next to him, big smile on her face, making and suggestions. Enjoying it. Oh, that is
great.
Did
you find the David Brent dance, too?
Yep. You know, Gervais became really good friends with Bowie. Like, they were super close.
Oh, really?
Remember, Gervais was in that new wave band before he became a comedian.
Yeah, yeah.
So Bowie was like a hero to him. And he always would tell these stories. But he used to write them back and forth. And some of the stories he has about Bowie are really funny. And Gervais was ragging him for not having a job, for being unemployed. And Bowie wrote him back. He goes, I do have a job. Rock icon. Shut him up. He's just got tons of stories about Bowie.
So where is he telling these stories? How do you?
You know, I just remember hearing that one. Like, I think he told it on Conan or Letterman.
Oh.
But I was trying to look for the actual, you know, verbatim, but I can't find it. But they were good friends.
He was good on Curb too.
The charity dance,
which is coming back.
Yeah,
they're doing like a charity thing in the office, and there's a dance contest. And his boss, of course, has the perfect partner and a totally choreographed dance, and he's putting him down all day. Like, they're not that good. And then he's like, I'd kill them. And they're like, oh, let's see your dance already. And he actually has no dance whatsoever, and so he just wings it.
All right, mate. Well, let's show us your moves.
Nah, there's no beat, is there?
Come on.
You can't have music and everything. Well, let's just, I just for charity, just a little bit.
Oh, no. Leg kicks.
Oh, boy.
Wow.
And that's great, Dave. Yeah. Wow. Give a bit of warning because time you might get.
Watching this off a second.
Well, don't say it like that.
You see how badly the original office ripped this off.
Both excellent dances in there. Well, you know, if there is a difference, mine was.
He's the Michael, of course.
Yeah, I don't think you should get extra points for that necessarily. Make your own minds up. Leave me out of it. I'm collecting for charity. All right. So. You've seen me entertain.
Wow.
Yeah, you mentioned Curb because Curb's coming back.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And, you know, HBO's bringing back all their stuff because John Oliver's coming back in February.
Yeah.
So they just released a promo for
That was hilarious.
Did you see the promo?
No,
yeah.
No.
You want to hear it? Can you pop me up, Jay?
Yeah.
I think it's...
A Curb promo?
Well, it's a John...
How long is it?
It's a John Oliver promo, but there's a...
Oh, John Oliver?
Curb element
John
to Oliver. Him. So it starts with, you know, the Game of Thrones throne.
HBO's biggest Sunday night show returns.
Oh, wait. Oh, I'm sorry. You meant...
Yeah, not you.
Right. Yes, just I heard your voice, and I assumed...
Game of Thrones biggest.
You did.
But 2017 also brings you the much-awaited fourth season of HBO's smash hit comedy.
Oh, so he's again, on the Silicon Valley set. Talking about a different show.
He said hit comedy.
I hear that now.
At best, you're an acquired taste.
You have made your point.
Sometimes we don't want a British man yelling at us about how the world is ending for a whole hour.
Well, it's a half an hour show.
Doesn't feel like it.
And finally, it's the long-awaited return of the HBO show everyone's been waiting for.
Oh, you thought that applied to you?
Yeah, I did, because we've been off for a while.
Well,
so.
You know, 5 years.
Yeah, what? Why have you been off for 5 years?
I've been busy, okay?
What have you been doing?
Things.
Last Week Tonight with John Oliver. Don't even think about it.
Sorry.
Return Sunday, February 12th on HBO. Try it free.
That's an amazing lineup.
Yeah,
it is. That's
all of those
really
shows.
Good.
God, HBO rocks.
Oh,
I can't wait for Curb. Oh, please.
Yeah, all of them. Yeah. Game of Thrones eventually. Yep.
Sweet. All right, we're done. Trudy, join Trudy tomorrow.
I want to go watch some TV now.
No, me too. On WCSX. What are the shows I'm supposed to watch? Sneaky Pete.
Sneaky Pete. And
the second show.
Try the Young Pope.
You've already frightened me away from
it. Maybe I'm just going to lower expectations. I think you're going to hate it.
Thanks, Jay. Yeah. Almost forgot.
And I'm going to watch Bloodline.
Yeah.
We're not leaving that fast.
Oh.
Oops.
Oh, yeah.
Zod Ford and DealsIndeed.com are beyond excited to finally partner up with the Drew and Mike podcast and be their official studio sponsor, celebrating with this momentous occasion with our friends at Zot and Holly, offering up 30%, up to 30% off select new vehicles for the month of January. Swing out to Zod Ford at I-75 and exit 98. Tell them we sent you, and then sit back and watch the magic happen by surfing their insane deals. They're insane! And massive inventory at DealsIndeed.com. It's Zod Ford and Holly. They love to make buying or leasing your new Ford fun, simple, easy, and hassle-free. They pride themselves in taking care of our partners, their partners. That's us. That's you. The newest partners, and they couldn't be more excited. So lease a new 17 Ford Fusion for only $119 a month, or lease a new 16 Ford F-150 Super Cab 4x4. It's just $173 per month. Both are 24-month leases. See the phenomenal deals and massive inventory at DealsIndeed.com. And DealsIndeed.com is, of course, our studio sponsor. Banners are being made as we speak. They're working on them right now. They told me. Thursday night, we're working on the banners.
Oh, we are?
No, they
is
are.
Show meeting?
Oh. No, no show meeting. Trudy's frightened about
Bring
the show
paint.
Meeting she's not prepared for. What's my second TV show? Sneaky Pete, and it wasn't the Pope show. I already gave up on it.
Bloodline?
The conversation made me give up on it. Right. Bloodline? No, it was number one you mentioned. I thought you wrote it down, Trudy. Sneaky Pete and, damn it, I know. People are yelling at
me. Oh, yeah, the Big Bang Theory.
Oh, no, it's a new show. Newer
yeah,
show.
I'm in a meeting right now, so I can't talk.
No, I can't remember.
Big John.
Sorry.
Shoot. I'll have to listen to the podcast, I guess, to figure out
Crown.
What show I'm supposed to watch.
I watched The Crown.
Damn it. What is that show I had in my head? I'm not going to forget these two things. Sneaky Pete and...
It wasn't The Young
Pope.
Oh,
the HBO show.
That's The Young Pope.
Is there another HBO show?
No.
No, that's it? Mm.
Just try it and let me know how much you hate it.
Okay, I will.
But Jude Law is one of our finest actors, and he's phenomenal in it.
Of course. Why did Penn do that?
Chris Rock made a joke about him in the monologue.
God, what a shitty sport he is.
He really is very sour.
Gotta lighten up, for Christ's sake. How could Madonna even put up with him for however long it was?
They probably mashed themselves together again just recently, didn't
Ew.
They?
Sounds like it.
Ugh.
That's
disgusting.
All right, well,
I'll
everybody,
text you if I remember what it is.
Yeah, please. That guy just blows my mind.
Sorry,
God, my brain's just falling apart. Damn it.
Mine too. Maybe we need a sponsor for that.
Yes, there you
brain.
Go.
Yes,
we need brain food.
Right. Okay.
Have a good one, everybody. We'll see you Sunday night. That's our likely next get together. And thanks to DealsIndeed.com, our studio sponsor. See you.